Warrior fans, that we will be seeing a lot of Jaden Waddell as well. Short kick taken at about the 10 off the chest, still bouncing on the ground. Kendall Williams picks it up. He didn't have a chance. It bounced right off of Tavion Warren and kind of sat there at the 15-yard line before Kendall Williams fell on top of it. So disaster averted for the Warriors, but they're going to take over on their own 19-yard line to start this off. And as you mentioned, partner, it is going to be number 13, Eli McClain, the transfer from Michigan State, bringing the Warriors onto the field.
TV on Warren, that wind's going to be swirling. He's going to need to look that ball in. All returners going forward, be careful with that football.
Raba in motion from the left to the right. Two receivers split far side, McClain in the shotgun. McClain starts it off with a throw to Tavion. He drops it. Not a good start for the Warriors, to be sure. Tavion Warren, the young man from Davison, trying to set up that receiver screen. Incomplete pass, second and 10.
And Tavion, that's second time his ball's hit him straight in the face mask. I just think it's concentration. That's a simple fundamental. Catch the ball before you run with it.
Singleton, the lone setback. McClain in the shotgun. Two receivers split far side, one near side. Second and 10 for the Warriors, just underway. McClain, two-step drop over the middle, completes it right near the first down stick. I think they're going to be a little bit short. That's Raba on the reception. John Raba, sophomore from Stony Creek.
And that's just a simple check down route to the tight end, and he falls forward to get you a good 8-9. That's going to be a 9-yard pickup on second down. That's what they needed. Third and short.
Third and short. I think it's Singleton time. McClain claps his hands. No back to pass as McClain. Looking outside, flag on the play. I think the Warriors had a freebie here.
They did, yep.
I think Tech jumped offside.
I agree, and that's what it was. And so give McClain credit to just take a shot downfield. The ball falls incomplete, but you might as well. It's a free play for a reason. You try to get the biggest gain you can get. That's going to be defensive offsides is the call. So Wayne State will get that free first down and keep the drive alive.
Yeah, McClain took a shot with Manny Harris. It was good coverage out there. And, boy, that ball kind of hung up in the air. Josh, the wind is going to be a factor today.
Yep, the wind, and we alluded to it already. It's also that nippier weather today. It's definitely the coldest game Wayne State's played. So, again, that's going to benefit that team that secures the football and holds on to it. And those hits are going to feel a little bit stiffer today.
Manny Harris split outside. We've got number 80, Darren King II, split near side. And it's we're going to get a timeout by the Warriors.
Yeah.
14-19 to go here in the first quarter. I'll tell you what, we'll take a timeout as well. No score, just underway here. Glad you could join us on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot, and Flow Sports via our friends with the Prep.
Academic excellence in the heart of Detroit has our students going from here to here to career. Because at Wayne State University, being able to hit the ground ready for anything is part of our curriculum and part of being warrior strong.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Quick handoff to DeMarco Singleton. He is bottled up. No chance. Looked for a hole up the middle, then tried to cut it outside. No chance up there. Big lineman by Michigan Tech stepping up there. That's going to be a loss of two, setting up a second and 12.
And that's the first run play for Wayne State. So it's interesting. We talk about how Wayne State's been such a run-heavy team. First three plays out the gate, they threw the ball. And now you can kind of see why they maybe wanted to test that secondary. The front seven for Michigan Tech is their strength as defense.
Kendall Williams checks back in. Two receivers near side, one on the far side. McClain Going to give it to Kendall. Trying to follow some blockers. A little space out there. Up past the 35. Breaks a tackle. 45. 50. 45. Needs a block. 35. 30. Finally brought down at the 26-yard line. Josh Rennell. Kendall Williams never gave up on that play.
And that was all determination. Kendall Williams, we've seen him make plays. If you follow the squad last year, he was the playmaker for the offense. And you can see right off the bat, he's the playmaker right now early going in this game. Get Kendall Williams the football, good things will happen.
Two receivers split far side, one near side. McLean in the shotgun, first and 10 for the Warriors at the Tech 26. McLean going to give it to Kendall again. Kendall finds a little crease over the right side of the line, plunges forward to about the 22-yard line. We'll give him a gain of four, setting up a second and six.
And that going back to that big, long run, it was blocked initially up front very well. Weibel got a nice block in the second level, but that was all Kendall Williams made. A couple men miss, broke a big tackle after a five-yard gain, and turned it into a big play.
McLean still in that shotgun, claps his hands once, now looks to the near sideline. 12:25 to go here. First quarter, no score, but the Warriors threaten with a second and six at the 22. McLean claps his hands, going to give it to Kendall again. Kendall, little space over the left side of the line, just past the 20-yard line. I think they're going to mark him right at about the 20-yard line. So give him a couple, setting up. But Josh, we're going to call it a third and 3.5.
And I mentioned in the pregame, a key to the Wayne State offense was to win those first downs. Well, that first run was about a 5-yard pickup that set them up for a good second down play. Only picked up about a yard and a half there. Called us about a third and medium. Really, the whole playbook is an option. They could even go for it on four downs.
Four receiver set. Raba lined up out wide as well. Trips far side. McLean claps his hands once, twice. Back to pass on third down. Looks over the middle. Complete. Complete to Darren King the second. And that is going to be a Warrior first down. Down to the 15-yard line.
And Michigan Tech flopping around a little bit there. Trying to draw a penalty, but I don't think the refs obviously bit on that one. Wayne State getting another big third down conversion, and now right in the red zone. Got to convert. Really want to turn these into six. I know last week they had these situations, only settled for three in that first drive. Want to get six.
First and 10 for the Warriors at the Michigan Tech 14. McLean's going to hand it off to Kendall. Left side of the line. He's got a little room up there. Boy, that closed quickly, though. Give Kendall a gain of three on the initial burst, but that's it.
Yep, and then again, like I said, first down is going to be a big key for Wayne State the rest of the way. Second down and long, Wayne State with Eli McLean in there. They're a little more prone to throwing the football. Wouldn't be surprised to air it out again here on second down.
Second and 7. McLean in the shotgun. Two receivers split far side, one near side. Your tight end is Raba. Saw Nick Ostis in there just a second. He is replaced by Raba. Kendall starts on the left hip. Now just behind the quarterback, McLean. Little option play here. McLean pitches it at the last second. Lots of space. First down inside the 5 and knocked out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
And a great job by McLean. That was running the option to perfection. Waited till the last moment. Waited for the contact to be made to pitch that ball off to Kendall Williams. That's how you run the offense. That's how you run the option. So I think McLean is answering the bell right now, coming in for his first start of the season. Heck of a job dishing that ball off. Now Singleton checks in at running back to try and punch this ball in.
6'2", 228-pounder from Marysville. I think it's DeMarco time down here. First and goal from the 2-yard line. McLean gives it to DeMarco. He's hitting the backfield. He's not going to get there. One of the Tech linemen jumped in and did a great job grabbing him from behind. It was Josh Cribbin,
yep,
the defensive end from DePere, Wisconsin.
And a good job by Cribbin to come off the end. He was unblocked. That's the situation. Usually that's a quarterback read option. I'm telling you, if McLean had that play back, he'd probably pull that and walk in the end zone. But he'll have to, again, get that check-in on the sideline when he comes back and make that play next time.
Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Raba lined up in the backfield as well. McLean bottled up and brought down at the 5-yard line. Looked like a little miscommunication out there. Another Wayne State Hall of Famer up here.
The legend is here.
The legend, Joik Bell. How you doing, buddy? Good. Nice to see you.
We could use Joik down in the goal line.
Yes,
right now.
We could. No doubt about that.
And that's
nice
like,
to see Joik.
And then, as you said, Sean, that last play, I think, was going to be a shovel pass that was not there. So McLean kept the ball and took a loss.
Third and goal from the 5-yard line. McLean throwing a fade route, far side, incomplete. Incomplete. Intended for Deion Brown Jr. Just threw a little bit wide of him. So this impressive drive to start the game by the Warriors is now on the foot of Griffin Milovansky.
And there's a little indecision if they're going to kick it or not, but they now rush the kicking unit out there. Milovansky has proven to be a pretty reliable kicker for Wayne State this season. Pretty much a chip shot, just a little bit longer than extra point.
Not a gimme with the wind down there. I think Milovansky's going to have to judge that win. Steps it off, little hip twist, snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So an 8-10 to go here in this first quarter. The Warriors strike first. Griffin Milovansky with a field goal, and the Warriors take a 3-0 lead on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, the Patriot, and Flow Sports. We are our friends with the press.
Wayne State Medical School has been my dream medical school since I was 5. Athletics are important, but so is service, so is research, so is becoming a better person. And we expect you to do well athletically, but don't forget the reason you're here, which is to give back to your community and to get good grades.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Impressive drive by your Warriors to start this. Took it all the way down to the 2-yard line. Unfortunately, couldn't punch it in the end zone, but they do draw first blood. Griffin Milovansky with a 22-yard field goal. And the Warriors take an early 3-0 lead.
And I don't think this game is going to be a what you would call a high-scoring affair. So any points on the board in this type of game is a good thing. Now, again, we did want to get 6 there and add in the extra point to get 7, but take 3. That going back to that third down, it was just a fade route, really a back shoulder throw, was off target. But I like the idea, just one-on-one matchup, corner receiver, go up and get it. Didn't execute, but that second down play, when we had Joik step in to say hi, again, that was a creative play design. It was a shovel pass that I can kind of see that they were setting up. Michigan Tech had it well defended, and that was a play that McLean decided to hold on to it. Now, if he would have tossed that ball off and falls incomplete, would have been a forward pass, would have been an incompletion, but he wanted to play it safe.
Milovansky going to kick this to the north, short kick, held up on the air, taken it about the 16-yard line. Starting up the middle, now near side. Hit at the 30, downed at the 32-yard line. That's William Morano, the senior. We've seen him seemingly for years, a young man from Edsel Ford. Josh Herrnberger going up there a few years ago, and he ran all over the place.
Yeah, and that's Michigan Tech's had a history. I know Wayne State likes to talk about the Wayne State running back history, but Michigan Tech's had some pretty good ball carriers in their years. Alex Fry has been a quarterback that's also been there for a few years, and again, he likes to air it out, but he's been prone to throw some interceptions this season. Again, look for Wayne State as a key defensively, get some of those in their side.
Alex Free starts out with trips to the far side. Morano in the backfield, one receiver near side. The handoff goes to Morano, makes a cut in the backfield, makes another cut at the 35 up to the 40, and knocked out of bounds. There's going to be a late hit on the Warriors near side of the field.
And it was a late hit. I'm shaking my head. He was a step out of bounds. It's not a smart play defensively. It's not necessary. He was out of bounds by almost a full yard. Shoved him out of bounds, 15 yards added to the end of the run. And so just like that, Michigan Tech is already in Wayne State's territory. Just got to be smarter than that for Wayne State.
Yeah, good run by Marano. We're going to see a lot of number four here today. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, and Carl Ware, that was on him. Linebacker trying to set the tone, but got to set the tone a little bit better.
Empty backfield now. It's going to be a keeper by Freeze. Boy, he's got a lot of space. 40, 35, hit at the 33, falls forward to the 32. Should be good enough for a first down, and it is.
And Freeze, that was a design quarterback draw. Made a nice play, looked like a bubble screen, and had a nice run for 10 yards.
Three up offense, triple receivers far side, one on the near side. Marano stays in as the lone setback. Back to pass, Freeze throwing near side of the field, nearly a one-handed catch, but falls harmlessly incomplete. Pass intended for Ethan Chamney, a young man from Saginaw.
And Chamney is their top receiver on the season, checking in with just under 400 yards receiving on the year. So that's going to be the guy that Freeze is going to look at the most. And right there, Wayne State fortunate that falls incomplete.
Freeze back to pass, or in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Marano. No, fakes the handoff, throws it into the flat, just over the 30, and then push back a gain of maybe, Josh will call it four, setting up a third and six at the Warrior 29. Warriors with a 3-0 lead, 7 minutes to go here, first quarter, and again, hurry up offense. Boy, they're making me work today. Trip receivers near side.
Yeah, this is four down territory, I might like to mention in this situation.
Warriors show blitz, Free steps off, looks to the far sideline. Let's see if he changes things up. He's going to stay in the shotgun. Marano, the lone setback. Third and six at the Warrior 29. Warriors rush four. Freeze back to pass. Incomplete. Tried a comeback route on the far side of the field. Ethan Chantney, his high school wide receiver. Pass falls incomplete. And Michigan Tech, with the wind at their back, going to try what should be, Josh, let's see, this is going to be about a 46-yard field goal attempt.
It's a tough field goal with this wind. That's why I thought it was going to be four down territory. Now, I think if Michigan Tech gets a little bit of yards on that third down, they would have considered going for it. Fourth and six, they're going to take the shot at the field goal.
Weibel, the lefty. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good. Warriors defense bends a little bit, but they don't break, and the Warriors are going to take over on their own 29-yard line with 6:27 to go here in the first quarter.
And that's another bullet dodge, I think, for Wayne State. It's a decent kicker, and looking at his track record, he's had a few field goals in the last few games. Now, that being said, no points were scored by Michigan Tech's offense last game. So, talked about how they lost at Davenport. They got shut out offensively. So, this Michigan Tech offense is trying to find their rhythm again, try and get points back on the board, and making it difficult is Wayne State's defense.
Eli McLean leads the Warriors back onto the field. Kendall Williams, the lone setback. Two receivers split near side. First and 10 for the Warriors. Handoff goes to Kendall. Tries the middle. Not much room up there. Put his head down and got what he could. Up to about the 31-yard line. We'll give him two, setting up a second and eight. Sun peeking out here on a deliciously fall day. It really is. It's 55 degrees, little breeze. This is what you expect out of October. Two receivers split near side, one far side. McLean still in the shotgun. Kendall Williams, the lone setback. Second and eight for the Warriors. 5:50 to go here. First quarter, Warriors on top, 3-0. Homecoming Saturday. Hall of Fame weekend as well. Play clock down to one. Just got it off. They give is to Kendall. Tries the right side of the line, maybe up to about the 34-yard line before he's brought down, setting up, Josh, what should be a third and five.
So third and five, third and medium. Probably going to be a situation Wayne State's going to put the ball in the air, especially with Eli McLean in there at quarterback. I would look for another quick route. I don't think Wayne State's a team that's going to take too many shots downfield until they set up that run to set up the play action. So look for a stick route, which means receiver is going to go right to that five-yard mark for first down.
Raba, the tight end, in motion from the left to the right, now back to the left. McLean, back to pass. Pressure comes. He's flushed out. He's going to have to run for it. puts his shoulder down, but he's well short. Well defended by Michigan Tech. He needed to get to the 39. Josh, he got knocked out of bounds at about the 36, and the Warriors are going to have to punt here at their own 36-yard line. They're having a discussion down on the field. Make no mistake about that. But eventually, yes, indeed, Jeremy Terrace, the young man from Macomb, is going to come out and punt this one away.
And a good job by Austin Schlick from Michigan Tech, number 9. Young man from Oxford, Michigan. Pretty good not only getting in there on the play for pressure, but really forcing him outside of the pocket and then tracking him down for no gain on the play. Ooh.
Short kick. Looked like it went off the side of the foot, and that's going to be out of bounds right in front of the Michigan Tech bench at the 36-yard line, and that is where the Huskies will take over with 4:18 to go here in this first quarter. The Warriors with a 3-0 lead. In case you missed it, the Warriors took the opening drive, went all the way down to the 2. The drive stalled, and it was a situation where they had to settle for a Griffin Milovansky 22-yard field goal. We'll take a look at those defensive starters in just a moment, but in the meantime, I can tell you Alex Freeze leads this Michigan Tech offense back on the field. First and 10 on their own 36-yard line. Freeze in the shotgun, gives it to Murano. Murano with some space up the middle, makes one man miss at the 40, plunges his way all the way up to about the 45-yard line. Josh, why don't we take a look at those starters on the defensive side of the ball?
Start up front. We're going to start with defensive end Kobe Horn and other defensive end on the other side, Jaden Davis. And then the two, the big nasties in the middle, we've got Gus Taylor and Kane Quinlan. The linebackers, Matt Bushman, Carl Ware, and Drake Reed. And the defensive backs, Elijah Folks, Jace Pierce, and Shavaz Hawkins, and Gaiman Howard.
Pitch there to Murano. Bides his time, finds a little space, punches it out past the 46-yard line. Good enough for a first down all the way up to the 49-yard line.
I give Michigan Tech some credit because they're running in fast pace. So Sean and I are on our toes. They're going quick to the line, and they're getting the snap off well within about 10 seconds on the play clock. Quick calls from the sideline coming in.
Two receivers near side, one far side. Freeze going to keep it on the ground to Murano again. Murano trying the right side of the line. Boy, big surge by those big nasties in white and black up front. All the way up to the Warrior 45-yard line. Josh, it didn't look like that space was out there, but Murano picking up chunk yardage now, 6 yards on that first down carry.
And the reason that they do this fast-paced offense is to keep the defense on their toes, keep them unbalanced. And they're also getting plays called in from the sideline. So the offense can snap that ball quicker than the defense gets that play called. That's when they're going to be a little bit disoriented.
I told you we'd be calling Murano's number a lot, and we have already here. Freeze in the shotgun, back to pass on 2nd and 6. Feeling the pressure, steps up, completes it at the 33-yard line and out of bounds. That is to Brandon Mihalik. Michalak. I want to make sure I get that right. A flag coming down. We'll see what that's about.
And it's usually in the vicinity of a hold defensively. We'll see what they'll call it, but it was thrown near the sideline, and that's exactly what it is, defensive hold. And they're going to decline it. So it was called on Wayne State. Corners just got a little bit handsy with the receiver breaking off on a comeback route. Sometimes you get away with it, sometimes you don't, but Michigan Tech completes it anyways for a big pickup, and they're right where they were, Sean, when their previous drive stalled, so we'll see if Wayne State can buckle down again defensively.
5'11", 210-pound running back Colby Hiddenock checks in, stands behind Freeze, fakes the handoff to Hiddenock. Freeze looking downfield, hit as he throws, ball is loose. That's an incomplete pass, the official on the backside immediately signaled so as the ball hit the turf and a bunch of players went diving. So, Josh, you're absolutely right about that exact same spot. They got down to the 29. Now they're at the 30-yard line.
And got to give credit right there for Wayne State. Kobe Horn coming off the end, defensive end, applying the pressure, Almost could have been ruled a fumble, but they're saying his arm went forward for an incomplete pass.
Second and 10 now for Tech at the Warrior 30. Going to run a little option, pitch to Murano. Murano waits a second. This time the defense waited him out. He gets up to about the 28-yard line, near the 27-yard line, setting up a third and long. So, Josh, you nailed it. This is exactly where their last drive kind of ran out of gas.
Yep.
Warriors are hoping for the same here.
Well, Freeze there tried to do his best Eli McClain impression with the – that was another speed option. I don't like when his run to the short side of the field. And he also pitched that very early, so not a big pickup for Michigan Tech.
Shotgun formation. Murano stays in. Three receiver set. Back to passes. Freeze. Looking. Fires. Knocked away at the last second. Chavez jumped that route and got upon that. Knocks it down. The veteran from Santan Valley, Arizona. So it's decision time. And once again, they're going to send the field goal unit out.
Interesting. It's literally at about the same exact location, right, Sean? So it's going to be about the same distance. The kick had the leg, not by much, but it was missed wide left. Again, they've got the wind in their back, and I think that's why Michigan Tech is going to go for this kick.
Weibel missed from 46. This is from 45. The snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good.
Same spot. Missed it wide left, almost identical. So Michigan Tech, they think that, hey, let's give our kicker two shots at it, but 45 yards, 46 yards seems like it's just a little out of range for what.
So let's see if the Warriors can take advantage. Two missed field goal attempts by Michigan Tech here in the first quarter. How often do you see that, Josh? But Weibel had the leg, as you mentioned, just pushed it a wide, missed from 46, and just missed from 45. Eli McClain leads the offense back on the field. DeMarco Singleton checks back in. Two receivers split near side. Warriors have a 3-0 lead with 1:09 to go here in the first quarter on homecoming Saturday. McClain claps his hands twice, gives the ball to Singleton. Singleton's going to be grabbed by the arm and brought down for a loss all the way back to the 21-yard line. Josh, that is going to be a loss of 7.
Yeah, big 97 off the edge. They call him the stud position, Michigan Tech does. Ben Marin, great play, just again, getting his hand on him and holding on for dear life. That's why you kind of do those bicep curls. You hold on and get that strong grip.
Trip receivers far side, one near side. McClain in the shotgun. Tech shows blitz. Let's see if they bring it. Second and 17. No, they rush for. McClain's going to keep it. Not a lot of space out there. He gets back to about the a line of scrimmage. That will give him a plus one. And then he's shoved back, setting up a third and long now. Is Michigan Tech going to utilize a timeout here?
It's pretty odd, Sean, and I'm not making this up. I think they're calling it because of the wind.
Absolutely.
And they're hoping that they can keep that wind to their advantage, as you saw from the previous punt for Wayne State. It was a little bit of a sidekick. It only netted out not even 20 yards. So Michigan Tech's hoping that if Wayne State puts the ball in the air and gets an incompletion here, they'd have to punt the ball. There's only 23 seconds left in the quarter. Now, you can strategically, if Wayne State, you feel like, hey, you know, it's a third and very long. Maybe let's play it safe, play the field position game. You just run the football here. You let the clock run out to end the quarter, and then you'll have the wind to your back on the punt. We'll see how they play it.
Yeah, this is a ferocious wind to have to throw into as you look north at Tom Adams Field towards the Fisher Building. Third and 16 for the Warriors. McClain in the shotgun. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. Try a little option, and that is absolutely blown up. No chance there.
And Michigan Tech took another timeout. So they, if we weren't wrong the first time, we're not wrong here. They are certainly playing that wind. That's why they're calling the timeouts. You don't see this very often. It's the first quarter, And Michigan Tech is choosing to use two timeouts just to get the win to their advantage.
Yeah, kicking into this wind is not going to be easy. Jeremy Terrace saw that already on his first punt, so I understand what Michigan Tech is doing here.
It reminds me, Sean, you would know, who was the coach for the Lions who famously took the...
Marty.
Marty Morningweg took the win.
In Chicago.
And Chicago, the Windy City. Yeah. And it didn't work out for him.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Now, that was a different situation. Now, but again, Wayne State going to be forced to punt this ball with the wind in their face. The punt returner lining up right at midfield.
And Terrace standing on his own goal line. High snap, but he gets it away. Fair catch called for and made at the Warrior 46-yard line. So good field position for the Huskies here with 9 seconds remaining in this first quarter. The Warriors hanging on to a 3-0 lead.
Terrace had a heck of a job athletically just getting that ball and punting it off. That snap was well over his head. He had to jump to get that ball and corral it and then punt it. And just to get it really to where he did, I call that a win for the Wayne State punt team.
Trip receivers near side, one far side. Freeze, shotgun formation. Morano on his right hip. Freeze back to pass. Sets up a screen to Morano. Breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle up to about the 41-yard line before he's pushed back. Boy, he's tough to bring down, isn't he?
He is. First guy is having a tough time bringing him down. Had that well defended, but it ends up turning into a 6-yard gain.
That will do it for this first quarter. The Warriors hold on to a 3-0 lead here on homecoming Saturday. So glad you could join us on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot, and on Flow Sports via our friends at the Prep.
Start of the second quarter here at Adams Field. Wayne State leads Michigan Tech 3-0. Next week, the homestand will wrap up for the Warriors as they'll take undefeated and 16th-ranked Davenport under the lights here at Adams Field. Kickoff will take place at 6 p.m. The theme for next Saturday's contest will be Pink Out Adams Field, as Wayne State will be decked out in pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as 1 in 8 women here in the U.S. will be diagnosed with the disease in 2023, which is why we need to continue the fight against breast cancer. At halftime, I'll have a chance to talk with the new president here at Wayne State University, Kimberly Andrews Espy, who assumed that role back in August. Let's head back now for the start of the second quarter. Here's Sean Belizean and the Hall of Famer, Josh Rennell.
Welcome back in, Warrior fans. So glad you could join us. Start of the second quarter, 2nd and 5 for the Warriors. For the Huskies. On the Warrior 40-yard line, Warriors have a 3-0 lead. Freeze with a man in motion. That's the running back, Morano. Now lined up in the backfield. The give is to Morano. Morano makes one man miss. Can't make the other man miss. Thrown back. How about the big man, Kane Quinlan? The young man from Brother Rice saying, "I've had enough of you, Mr. Morano." Shoving him for a 1-yard loss there.
Yeah, Kane Quinlan, that was a spin move by Morano right into Quinlan's chest. And Quinlan said, I'm bigger than you are. I'm going to push you back. Great job rallying to the football by Quinlan. Now a 3rd and 5 for Michigan Tech.
Freeze looking over that Warrior defense. Shotgun formation. Back to pass. He rolls near side. Looks near side. Completes near side. That is his longtime mate from Swan Valley, Ethan Champney, with a big first down reception to the 27-yard line. Josh. The Huskies drives went to the 29, the 28, and now the 27. They're going to look for more here. Quickly back up to the line. Freeze. The give to Morano. Morano makes a cut. Gets up to about the 26. Big surge by that line over the 25. Down to the 24-yard line. Give Morano 3 hard-earned yards, setting up a 2nd and 7.
Chapney on that 3rd down conversion. Great job corralling that ball. Not the easiest catch. Had to go down in the turf, but he got his arms underneath it, and the refs saw it and gave them the completion. So here we go. Wayne State's defense, same area, just outside the red zone. Buckle down.
Hindenock checks back in as your running back. Freeze, low snap, gives it to Hindenock. Hindenock makes a cut at the 20, inside the 20, very close to a first down. Josh, I don't think he got there.
No, he's about a yard short, and I maintain what I said before, and I'm shocked that Tech went for those two field goals, and that obviously didn't pay off for him, but I think this would be a four-down territory.
Morano checks back in, two receivers split near side, one far side. Freeze in the shotgun. The give is to Morano. Morano looked like he was bottled up in the backfield, but squirms out and gets enough for the first down.
I think he just may have just gotten it. May have just gotten it.
Boy, I don't like seeing this. Kane Quinlan down on the turf at about the 22-yard line. He has played so well the last few weeks. Has the veteran from Troy, graduate from Brother Rice. We'll hope he's okay with the timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. 12:45 to go here in the second quarter. The Warriors up 3-0 on your home for the Warriors. FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot, and of course on Flow Sports via our friends at The Prep.
Some universities offer a semester in Detroit. We offer every semester in Detroit. See why Wayne State University is one reason Time Magazine calls Detroit one of the 50 most exciting cities in the world. And why being headquartered in the city that gives the world horsepower is Warrior Strong.
Well, the good news, Warrior fans, Kane Quinlan is on his feet, walking off under his own power. He has been a force lately. He really has. I can tell you the Warriors have a 3-0 lead here in the second quarter, 12:45 to go, but the Huskies threatening with a first and 10 at the Warrior 17-yard line. Freeze still in the shotgun. Morano, the lone setback. Freeze sends a man in motion. The give is to Morano. Trying the left side. Look out. 15, 10. Hit at the 6. Falls forward to about the 5-yard line. First and goal for the Huskies now, Josh.
And that was a great play design. Give them credit. It was a jet motion. Fake the jet. Kind of a misdirection counter. Had the pulling guard around the end. Well blocked. Morano really didn't have anyone that he had to shake until he was 10 yards down the field around the left end.
First and goal. Morano stays in. Freeze in the shotgun. He has been all game. Sends a man in motion. The give is to Morano. Tries the middle. Easy. Touchdown.
Yeah. And same play design. Fake jet. That time, though, up the middle instead of around the end. Well blocked. And, Sean, you hate to say it, but, you know, right as Quinlan goes out, they kind of go right through the heart of the defense and tack on 6 and see if Weibel can add on the extra point.
And the lefty has missed 2 field goals already. Now, granted, they were of the longer variety on a windy day, a 45-yarder and a 46-yarder. Let's see what they can do on the PAT. Awaiting the snap. The snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 12:06 to go here in this second quarter, the Warriors trail for the first time today by a score of 7-0. Josh, your quarterback from a GLIAC championship team, and of course the team that went to the Division II championship game in 2011, is now standing next to you in the Hall of Fame. That's got to be pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. I got to see Mickey Mockner before the game and see his father and his wife here and his 3 boys. He has 3 boys, so he's starting his own team, it seems. But he was obviously very grateful for the recognition, and he was unable to make the ceremony last night because he's coaching his own high school football team back at his alma mater in Painesville, Ohio. So he's the head coach and athletic director at Harvey High School in Painesville, Ohio. So he did come today, got here nice and early to take part in the ceremonies that are held today. And I believe they'll probably make a notice of bringing the players out on the field for their honors for the Hall of Fame today.
Short kick taken by Reba at the 20-yard line. Tries the middle. Look out, some space. 35. Flags fly everywhere over the 40, knocked out of bounds up at the 42, and then even a late flag. Josh, there are three Hankies on the field right now.
Yeah, and the one came really late, but they're on the same play, so it's probably going to be a hold on the return team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I used to love talking to Mick's dad. We would always talk hockey.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Yeah.
We'd always talk hockey every time I saw him.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Of course we'd mix in what's going on with the football team, but Mike always liked to talk hockey, so
yeah.
Hopefully we get a chance to talk to Mick. So many great memories. Josh, as time goes on, okay, we all remember 2011 so well, but I'm going to tell you, folks, that 2010 team is pretty darn special.
I agree with you on that one. Could have made some noise in the playoffs had we gotten the invite.
What a sham that was. Handoff to Singleton, tries the middle of the line. Nothing there. Maybe a yard. I will never forget, while we have a second, if there was a Mickey Mochner moment to me, when you guys were at Minnesota Duluth, and you had a big fourth down call, and Mickey called his own number, and he willed his way to a first down.
Yes, yes, and Mickey was not known for his wheels. He was not known for kind of putting the ball in his hands and running, but he did there, and it paid off big time.
McLean in the shotgun on this 2nd and 9, going to swing it out to Singleton. Boy, he's got a lot of real estate. First down and more, out past the 40, makes a cut. Out past the 45 and finally driven out of bounds near the midfield stripe. They found a little something they like, and you get DeMarco Singleton in space, and he's going to put up a lot of yards like he did on that play.
Yeah, and that's a blown coverage, and really Michigan Tech's really getting after the linebacker who had the back out of the backfield, did not account for him, wide open in the flat. Big pickup for Wayne State right at midfield.
Kendall Williams checks in. Two receivers split near side, one far side. McLean shotgun. Fakes the handoff to Kendall. Throws near side. Completes near side to Manny Harris. Minimal gain into Tech territory. We'll give him 5. Now 4. Setting up a 2nd and 6.
And we got one Wayne State Warrior down. And check the numbers. It looks like it's number 73, Noah Nicklin, which he's... You don't want him to go down. That's a senior captain, grad student who's really just been kind of a mainstay on that offensive line. So you do not want Noah Nicklin, left guard. He's playing today. He's down on one knee. Don't want to speculate what it would be, but would want to get him back in if you can.
Isn't it amazing? The two Hall of Famers, if there was a play to me that reminds me, like if you played word association, Mickey Mochner, I would think of that play at Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah.
Josh Rennell, maybe a lot of people would think of the kickoff return to start the championship game. Me personally, I would think of the overtime touchdown run at Hillsdale.
I was wondering if you were going to get that in.
You know we
point.
Do that every game, right?
I
even when you're not here, I bring it up when Brady is my broadcast.
You know,
partner.
I we've said it before, and I'll say it one more time. Jeff Weiss, please get Hillsdale back on the schedule.
Please. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Josh has been banned from Hillsdale County. 2nd down for the Warriors, thrown outside, complete to King. 1st down and more, pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Darren King, the 2nd, with a reception up to the Tech 35-yard line.
And King, great job looking that ball in. That was a dart by McLean. McLean has been really doing a great job, I got to say. I know Wayne State's got, you know, just the 3 points to show for it, but he has not come off the field yet, and he's proven to be quite a solid passer thus far.
McLean claps his hands, gives the ball to Kendall on a 1st down carry. Kendall makes a cut out past the 35, dives up to about the 33-yard line. Give Kendall 2 hard-earned yards, setting up a 2nd and 8. Josh, by the way, Davenport in here next week. Speaking of Davenport, did you know that Brady Beaton had a pick 6 against Davenport?
I do. We were there.
I got them both in.
And saw that one firsthand, and Man, I have not seen Brady maybe run as fast as he did when he got that ball in his hands.
Kendall Williams stays in on the 2nd and 8 for the Warriors at the Tech 33. McLean feels the pressure from the backside, picked up, throws near side, nearly a one-handed grab. Deion Brown Jr., but there's some hanky down on the field. I think the Warriors are going to get themselves an automatic first down.
And that's one of those that is kind of just a subjective call for the official. Both players kind of being handsy with it, but Wayne State getting the benefit of the doubt, and then that's going to be a big one actually for Wayne State, as that was going to set up a 3rd and 8 kind of in a no man's land around the 35. But that's all for not now, as Wayne State will get that automatic first down and bring it down inside of Tech's red zone about the 18.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. 1st and 10 for the Warriors. They trail 7-3. McLean in the shotgun. Kendall Williams directly behind him. Two receivers split far side. McLean going to give the ball to Kendall. Kendall finds a little space out past the 15, wrapped up and tossed down at the 14. As it is, give him 4. And Josh, I've heard you say this forever and a day. You know what? You got to get that yardage on first down. You said it as one of the keys. You'll take 4 yards on a first down anytime.
Correct. I mean, you do 4 times 3, that's 12 yards, right? So you get average of 4 yards at first play, average of first down in 3 plays.
McLean claps his hands once, now looks to the near sideline. Clock running, 8:45 to go here. 2nd quarter, Warriors trail 7-3, but they threaten with a 2nd and 6 at the Tech 14-yard line. McLean going to keep it on the ground. Give it to Kendall. Out past the 15, maybe up to the 13. Boy, I don't think they're going to give him the 13. That's going to go in the books, Josh, is no gain, setting up a 3rd and 6.
Mm-hmm. And so 3rd and 6, again, how Wayne State wants to play it. If you feel like this is a 4-down territory for you, you could run the ball on 3rd and 6 and pick up some here and go for a 3rd or 4th and short. But if you feel like you're going to kick it if you don't convert here, why not throw the ball?
McLean looks over the defense, shotgun formation, claps his hands twice, fakes the handoff, pass over the middle, complete inside the 5, driving his way towards the goal line, but stopped just short. A heck of a route. And good effort by Manny Harris to push that down to the 1. Number 1 to the 1. And that's 1st and goal for the Warriors.
And Manny Harris took a shot over the middle. What a heck of a job holding on to that football. I like the play design. It was a kind of a very delayed, almost looked like a quarterback read option. Pulled it at the last second, threw a dart on the slant. It's a quick slant route. Manny Harris, good job holding on to it.
Max Nicklin checks in. He split out, but this is Singleton time. The give to Singleton. He's hit in the backfield. He tries to surge forward, but no, sir. That Michigan Tech front 7 pushed him back. That's going to be a loss. Back to the 2-yard line, setting up a 2nd and goal from the 2.
And that is a stout front 7, as we talked about, from Michigan Tech. Run right into the teeth of them. See if Wayne State gets creative again at the goal line.
Nicklin and Darren King the 2nd split far side. McLean, shotgun formation. Singleton, the lone setback. The give is to Singleton. No, it's a keeper. Keeper looking for the end zone. He's just short. He's just short is Eli McLean. And when I say just short, I mean just short.
Oh, man. They
the officials
not.
Are having a conversation down there. Now it's a touchdown. Boy, I don't think he got to the high line. I'm not going to complain. No second guessing here. Let's see if Michigan Tech challenges, and they do.
Tech threw their challenge flag the instant they signal touchdown. And this is going to be interesting. It's he almost tossed the ball in the end zone, so the last thing you want is that to become a touchback. But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think he got to the pylon. I have to call it as I see it, Josh, and I don't think he got to the pylon.
And they'll have to take as many different camera angles as they can, but from what we're seeing, it's difficult to see. But if you guys are watching this on the broadcast, the ball went into the end zone. I don't want to say it was fumbled in the end zone. Eli McLean was trying to reach the ball over the pylon, and as he did that, the ball came loose. Where it's going to be an interesting decision here for the officials You don't want that to be ruled a fumble into the end zone, which would then be a touchback for Michigan Tech.
And we have an overhead view for our friends on the float. He did not get to the pylon.
He didn't get to the pylon, and then again, I'm not sure if they're able to switch the call based on the review, if they would just call him out at the one-yard line, because the ball does go into the end zone and out.
And in case you're just missing us, folks, the Warriors had a first and goal from the two-yard line that they weren't able to convert on earlier in the game. They had to settle eventually for a Griffin Milovansky 22-yard field goal. So for the time being, it's a 7-3 game. We'll wait and see if this touchdown stands up.
Now,
Josh, I don't think it will.
The only thing, Sean, that I could say for in Wayne State's benefit in this situation is the call on the field was a touchdown. And so with these reviews, they have to be able to, without a doubt, make sure that the call needs to be reversed. And if they can't find that evidence that they have to reverse it, they'd have to stick with the call on the field, which in this case was a touchdown. So we're going to get the call here shortly.
Yeah, here they come. The officials are going to make their way to the middle of the field, have a conversation about this. If I were a betting man, it's third and goal from the one. The ruling on the field has changed. I can't see what the official is saying. It's going to be third and goal.
Yep, third and goal from the one. So, Sean, you're right. So, and Michigan Tech will not be charged with what would have been their last timeout, having used their first two at the end of the first quarter. So this is going to be really a interesting decision for Wayne State. Now, I saw the coaching staff, Tyron Wheatley, getting into the ears of the offensive lineman. Mano y mano, pushing this ball into the end zone. We'll see. Hey, we showed the what we would call a shovel pass before. Maybe go back to that well. We'll see.
Kendall Williams checks in now. Reba at tight end. Two receivers split far side. Third and goal from the one. The give is to Kendall. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown. He extended his arms. Josh, he got hit at the two, but put that baby out there just onto the goal line. And that is a touchdown, Wayne State Warriors.
That's just finding the will to punch that ball in and reach that ball over the goal line. And Michigan Tech is trying to plead their case, trying to say his knee was down before across the goal line. But I don't think they're going to have the benefit of getting that one here. It was close.
It was very close. But that time they got the end zone.
Yeah, and here it's close. But, hey, there's no challenge flag. Milovansky out for the PAT.
Awaiting the snap. The snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 6:34 to go here in the second quarter, the Warriors are back on top. 10-7 on your home for the Warriors. FM 105.5 and Full Sports with our friends at the front.
In NCAA Division II, student-athletes leave a lasting impression on their communities. That's because Division II student-athletes want to make a difference and truly be part of their surrounding communities. Through community engagement, thousands of student-athletes from various backgrounds interact with community members who view them as role models. This interaction leaves a positive and perhaps even life-changing impression on all those involved. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
Down to Tony Ortiz. Tony?
Josh, a couple of injury updates for you. First off, Kane Quinlan has been taken off the field. He was taken into the locker room by members of the training staff. At this point, his return is questionable. We don't know what the injury is yet. We're going to find that out right now. As for Noah Nicklin, he has an injured left foot, also being checked out by the training staff. His return at this point, guys, is questionable.
Thank you, T.O., of course, the third member of our broadcast team, and we're glad to have him, T.O. T.O., hopefully you're staying warm down there. Warriors on top, 10-7.
10-7, and again, this is a game that I don't anticipate, you know, blowing off the numbers here to be a big high-scoring affair, so I think this is going to be a game that Scores are going to be coming at a premium. When you punch it in the end zone like Wayne State did there, you're going to always take that, and that's obviously an obvious statement. But when it's a defensive struggle like it's been thus far, get in the end zone rather than suddenly for a field goal is a big, big win. So Wayne State regains the lead, 10-7 now. They've got the wind to their back, so hoping for a big kick here, and the field position will stay a big priority for both of these teams.
Milovansky lining this one up, sends it south towards the Rensen, well into the end zone, well out of the end zone. And that is going to be a touchback. 6:34 to go here. Second quarter, Warriors on top, 10-7. Not only is Mickey Mochner in the Wayne State Hall of Fame, but he is in the Giving Directions Hall of Fame as well. Who can forget the app MickQuest? He helped us out when we were down in Painesville. Who can forget that?
Who can forget? He tried to navigate us remotely in that trip, and we ended up in the back of someone's yard, I think. So it all worked out, though.
I never let Mick forget that. Empty backfield for Freeze on this first down. Now lining up in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. Hit in the backfield and brought down for a loss all the way back to the 20-yard line. That was Darius Willis, who started wide, then lined up in the backfield, then they gave it to him, and that fooled nobody. That's going to be a loss of four, Josh, setting up a second and 14.
And great job by Colby Horn again, having himself a game. Colby Horn off the defensive end in the right position, forced him back inside, but, hey, also made the tackle. Wrapped up for all the young kids. You want to make sure you wrap up on your tackles.
Alex Freeze, low snap, back to pass on second and 14. Feels the pressure, steps up. He's got a lot of room, makes a cut at the 25. Ooh. Hit at the 27, falls forward. Chavez cut his legs out. Freeze gets up, gives him a big handshake as if to say, nice job there. But a third and long now for Michigan Tech. This is going to be third, and we're going to call it about seven. Quickly back up. Trip receivers far side, one near side. Freeze in the shotgun. Awaits the snap. Now steps out, looks to the far sideline. Barks out the play to his offensive lineman. Clock running, 5:20 to go. Back to passes, Freeze looks over the middle, sets up a screen to Murano. He's hit just shy of the first down, but wills his way past the stick.
Yeah, and hey, just like our number four, Kendall Williams, willing his way into the end zone. Tech's number four, Marino, is willing his way to that first down. That was a great job, second effort. Tackled about a yard shy, but fell forward and got that first down.
Freeze in the shotgun again on first down. Looking to set up another screen. Murano one-on-one outside. Great job there by Elijah Folks, wrapping him up after only a gain of two. Josh,
yep.
He misses that. Murano might still be running.
Correct. So a great tackle in the open field. It's not easy to take down a running back in the open field, but that was a great job by Wayne State. Number two, Elijah Folks, making a great stand and getting down, sinking down low, and hey, like I said, he wrapped up. Didn't go for a big hit, just brought him down.
Alex Freeze in the shotgun. Warriors show blitz. They bring it from the outside. Freeze feels it, tries the left side. 40, makes a cut at the 45. Pushed out of bounds, past the 45. Good enough for a Michigan Tech first down. Josh did a good job of feeling the pocket there.
Yeah, Freeze, that was actually, Sean, it looked like a design quarterback draw, but to your point, did a good job selling the pass. So that pressure got upfield quickly, and good blocking for Michigan Tech to pick up that first down on the quarterback draw.
10-7 Warriors, but Michigan Tech with a first and 10 on their own 46-yard line. Alex Freeze back to pass. In the pocket, steps out of the pocket. Just throws it away. Good coverage downfield by the Warriors that time.
And so Wayne State is going to be playing, and they do a good job mixing up their coverages for all those X's and O's fans out there. Wayne State does a good job really mixing up their defensive looks, sometimes running some zone, running some man. When you do that, that makes it a lot tougher on the opposing quarterback to be able to make his reads pre-snap. So Good job by Wayne State's defense. Defensive coordinator really doing a good job mixing up the coverages.
Second and 10 for Tech at their own 46. The give is to Murano. Look out, lots of space. First down and more.
Hold.
Into Warrior territory. Good enough for a first down, down to the 43, but hold everything, as Josh said. A hanky comes on the field.
Yeah, and that was a blatant hold. And so anyone that's a fan of the GLIAC knows that there's not a lot of holding calls made in these football games, but when it's one that's as obvious that impacts the run, like this one, that's exactly what they call the offensive hold. It's a spot foul, so it's marked off from where the hold took place. So it took place right around the first down marker, so they're only going to lose really on that play, what, 6 yards, Sean, by the penalty. So
yeah.
Instead of a second and 20, it's going to be second and 11.
Yep, at their own 45-yard line. Clock running, 3:35 to go here in the first half. Warriors up 10-7. Alex Freeze in the shotgun. Empty backfield. No, we're going to move a receiver into the backfield now as well. Trips far side. Freeze back to pass. Going to swing it out. Not a lot of space out there, but gets a block out past the 46-yard line, up around the midfield stripe. I think they're going to say he stepped out right about the 50, Josh, setting up still a third and six type of situation for the Husky offense.
So Husky's offense has not been, again, a team that's going to take shots downfield either. So I'm a defensive coordinator. I'm playing the sticks. I'm knowing that they need 6 yards. Keep everything in front of you and look for that receiver to run a quick out.
Warriors show blitz. Freeze back to pass, looking far side of the field. Nice pass, nice route, complete for a first down, down to the Warrior 36-yard line. Boy, do he and Ethan Champney have a little something going on, going all the way back to high school.
And Champney, as we said, that was his favorite target coming into the game, and he's proven to be his favorite target thus far in this game. That was just a quick go route and a back shoulder throw that, like as he said, Sean, good chemistry.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Freeze in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to the wide receiver. Now a reverse. Coming near far side. Lots of room out there. First down and more past the 25. Make a cut at the 20. Finally brought down at the 18-yard line. Michigan Tech in business. They're going to mark it down at the 17, Josh.
Yep, and that was a nice trick play. That was a reverse, receiver reverse. Michigan Tech showing the ability to do this in trick plays earlier in the season. Tyrone Wheatley in his lead up to the game said as much, that they will throw some trick plays in there, and there one was.
Timeout on the field, 2:09 to go here in this second quarter. Warriors hanging on to a 10-7 lead, but Michigan Tech set up with a first and 10 at the Warrior 17-yard line. In case you're just joining us, Michigan Tech has already missed two field goals. They were of the long variety of 45 and 46, but Josh, pretty even game so far.
Yeah, it has been an even game, and we kind of expected as much. I think just based on knowing what these two programs are like, I didn't think this game was going to get out of hand for either side. It's going to be a tight game. Really no turnovers yet, if I'm not mistaken, Sean. So both teams running a clean game. That was a key to victories. You know, when that first turnover happens, you want Wayne State to be on the plus side of that. And so no better time than right now to try to get that turnover.
Morano stays on the field. We've seen a lot of number four here tonight, William Morano. Freeze in the shotgun. First and 10 for the Huskies at the 17. Freeze back to pass, trying to set up a screen that was smelled out very nicely. And quite frankly, Freeze just kind of threw that away. And in the meantime, boy, an official took a heavy dump on the far side of the field.
He did, and he's getting up slowly.
Yeah, you hope he's okay over there. He's down on his knees right now. Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's a football referee, for goodness sake. Way to go.
He's back up and gives the incomplete signal.
Attaboy.
30 seconds after the fact, but hey, I give him credit that he's smiling now with the fans and the chain gang. So Wayne State, second and 10 now. This is where Wayne State's defense, Sean, has done a great job giving up that one touchdown, but have buckled down inside the red zone.
2:06 to go here in quarter number two. Freeze in the shotgun. Low snap. He's going to pitch it to Morano, far side. Makes a cut at the 15, but blown up. Big hit out there. Far sideline. My goodness gracious. laying the hit out there was Jaden Davis, the young man from centerline.
So Freeze has done this a couple times, running the option. You want to pitch that ball at the last possible second before you take a hit. He's been pitching the ball pretty quickly, and that doesn't really help his running back receiving the pitch. The defense has more time to react when you do that. So there was a minimal gain of really 1 yard setting up a third and long.
Third and nine from the Warriors 16. Freeze in the shotgun, back to pass. Short pass, complete at the 15, makes a cut at the 13, and pushed out of bounds at the 12. So it's going to be well short, and it's decision time for Michigan Tech again. Their kicker, Weibel, has already missed two field goals. Do you let him kick here? They're bringing him out.
Bringing him out. Hey, and I got to say, I was an emergency kicker back in my day, but Stefan Terlecki was a good friend of mine and one of our record-setting kickers here at Wayne State. Kicking is a lot of a mental game, Sean. I mean, yes, you got to have the ability to kick the ball, get the power, have the accuracy, but after you have two misses, see if it's in his head.
This one is going to be from 29. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good.
In his head.
He's missed from 45, 46, and now 29. So with 33 seconds remaining in this first half, the Warriors maintain a 10-7 lead. Now, Josh, for what it's worth, they have 33 seconds to work with. They're taking over at the 20-yard line. One timeout. Do you try a little something-something here or just go into the half?
They're set up in just a kneeling formation. They're going to take a knee. Take it into halftime with a three-point lead.
They are indeed. So that will do it for the first half of play. A half that sees the Warriors on top by a score of 10-7. Don't forget, here, when we hit zeros on the clock, we will have a conversation downstairs with the head coach, Tyrone Wheatley, and Tony Ortiz. But your score after 30 minutes of play, the Warriors have a 10-7 lead. We'll keep it right here, waiting for Coach Wheatley to get over to Tony Ortiz. And Tony Ortiz, take it away.
Down here with Coach Tyrone Wheatley. You've got to be pleased, Coach, with the way your defense has played in the first half. Bent a little bit, but you haven't allowed them into the end zone.
Well, that's what we always talked about, right, in the previous weeks. You've got to bend, but don't break. You can't break mentally and give up those passes, right, give up those penalties. We gave up a few passes that I didn't want to give up. We let them guys squeak out when I didn't want to let them squeak out. But you're right. At the proper moment, we stiffened up, put the iron rod in our back, and we got the stops.
How important was it to not let them score here at the end of the half and make the tie?
Well, it's huge because they get the ball coming back out. It's huge. So we don't want them to come back out, get the score, and then come back out for a double possession and get a chance to go up by two scores.
Final question. We're only one half into this game, but compared to what happened last week, how disappointing that loss was last week, what do you think of the effort of your team at this point?
I'm just serious. Composure. Start the game over. Come out like you came out like you did in the first half. Correct the mistakes. And come out, just stay focused and don't blow it.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
Coach Tyrone Wheatley down here on the sidelines. Sean and Josh, let's send it back up to you.
T.O., thank you very much. Your score after 30 minutes of play. The Warriors on top. Hall of Fame weekend, homecoming weekend on a beautiful October day. Here on the campus of Wayne State University. Don't go anywhere. Our halftime extravaganza coming up next on your home for the Warriors. FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot. And, of course, being streamed on Flow Sports, thanks to our friends from the Prep.
The following is a joint statement from the NCAA Division.
Griffin Milovansky about to send this north into the wind, I might add. Oh. This is just a short kick that sits straight up in the air. Fair catch called for and made. Flags fly as the ball is kicked. Mickey, talk about what an incredible honor it must be for you to enter this Wayne State Hall of Fame.
It's incredibly humbling and incredibly honored, obviously, to be honored to name in the Hall of Fame. But I think it just speaks to the overall how great and how elite Wayne State was at that time. The people around, from the 2008 to 2012, how great the people were, the players, the coaches, the parents. I mean, it was just a great time to be part of Wayne State football. Just very humbled and honored to have that culminate in the Hall of Fame.
You know, I say this all the time. I brought it up to Josh earlier. Everybody remembers 2011, rightfully so, but that 2010 team was pretty darn special. First and 10 for Michigan Tech at the 45. Swing it out to Murano. Murano makes a cut at the 45. He's gang tackled after a gain of about 3 yards. We'll get to what's going on in your life in just a second as Mickey Mochner is our guest here to start the third quarter. But it's got to be awesome to share this with your family. Your family keeps growing. Your dad, who I mentioned, Mike, I would talk hockey with Mike all the time, including bringing a special guest up here as well, huh? Game on Howard, just upends Murano on a handoff on second down, turning this into a third and long situation. Mick, is there a memory for you? Is there one memory that sticks? I know it's such a difficult question, but is there one memory in your illustrious career that sticks out to you?
Good one, good one.
That was awesome, Mick. Hold on that thought. Big third down here. Freeze back to pass. Set up that receiver screen. A little space over the 50. Look out. First down and more into Warrior territory, out of bounds, about the 40-yard line. You know, I brought up you putting your shoulder down and driving for a first down at Minnesota Duluth. That's one that sticks out to me. But for you, is there one memory that jumps out to you?
We get the next opportunity, and that's what, you know, people always ask me, how good were you guys? And, you know, you were 8-3, did you think you guys would lose every game? So, no, we felt once we got that extra opportunity, we were going to take care of business, and we're going to run this thing as far as we could.
Boy, you sure did. One of the funnest times I can remember in my life. I'm serious. First down carry for Murano. Nothing there. Setting up a second and 11 for Michigan Tech. 13 minutes to go in the third quarter. Michigan Tech trailing 10-7, facing a second and 11 from the 43-yard line. Freeze. Back to pass. Pressure comes. Sets up a screen to Murano. Blown up. That's going to be a 2-yard loss, setting up a third and line. Mick, you're a football coach now. You come from a long family of football coaches, administrators. How's that transition been? And tell everybody where you're coaching. Stay here before we bid you adieu. Big third down here. Freeze, back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Looks downfield. He's got a man out there. Complete touchdown. Oh, my goodness. On a third and 13, Darius Willis got behind his man. And Josh and Mick, I'll let both of you play the role of analysts. Just too easy there.
Yeah, that looked like Troy Burrell running the route, huh? I mean, that was a little bit of a double move and looked like game on Howard. Bit on it, and unfortunately, easy touchdown. Really just had to hang the ball up there and caught it like a punt and ran it in. Now, there's an unsportsmanlike penalty that was after the touchdown for spinning the football, but just a tough blow on a third and what was that, Sean?
Third and 13
for Wayne State's defense. Was pumping the crowd up, got the music going. And unfortunately, a tough blow. Wayne State, that's the mental mistakes. That's where you got to know the down and distance, and you can't let a guy behind you that wide open on a third and long.
Weibel in for the point after. Don't forget, he's missed 3 field goals already from 46, 45, and 29. Let's see if he can convert on this big PAT. The snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. We'll keep it right here with 12:06 to go. Michigan Tech back on top by a score of 14-10. Mickey Mochner, our guest, into the Wayne State Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Okay, who are we working on next? Josh and I have been talking about this. Troy, where are we going next? Who are we getting into the Hall of Fame next? Antonio Pittman.
Yeah. I think he's got to be pretty close to being
eligible.
Yeah,
he's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think one that I think, again, eligible-wise, I think is there is Norris Frotte had some monster years.
Did he ever?
So that would be another one. But, yeah, Pittman, I mean, being NFL player that's stuck around now for the Lions for what I think is fourth season now, he certainly is, you know, someone that I'm with Mick on that. I think he's a guy that's proven himself and what he's been able to do at the next level.
Had a great conversation on the radio with him. I do a little radio show with Lomas Brown, and he was on our radio show. And I tell you, what a great guy, too. He really is, Mick. He's just a fantastic guy. And, you know, paid his dues, you know, did what he had to do on the taxi squad and, you know, made the 53 and making the most of it.
Yeah. I just think, as Mick kind of alluded to, he's giving love to the defense. We should give love to the defense. We had some great defensive players. And between Mick, myself, Troy, Joe Long, those are all offensive guys in the Hall of Fame. And give our defensive guys some love.
Short kick here. Taken at about the 15-yard line. Near side of the field, 30. Makes a cut at the 35. Hit at the 37. Going to go down just about there. Mick, before we let you go, we're going to let you get back to your family. On behalf of all the Warriors, it was great watching you play. It's great having you as part of the broadcast team whenever you can show up. But it's great having you here back at home as well.
I got to say one thing, too, Sean and Mick. It was when you were making your taking your time on the way up here, I said it. But, Mick, I think you, and hopefully you do know, all the guys respect the heck out of you, whether they were, you know, from 2010, 2011, 2012 teams. So I know we were all pumped to see you get the well-deserved recognition, man. And I'm pumped to see you and the family you've started, dude. I was saying you're making your own football team right now, man.
Eli McClain's gone the whole way. Hands it off to Kendall Williams. Minimal gain. We'll call it a gain of 1 second, setting up a 2nd and 9. Congratulations. It was overdue, but it's great to see you, buddy. You're welcome up here anytime, right, and you are as well, Mac, all right? You come up. Give me a fist pump there. You can share some of those Starbursts with me if you want to. Thanks, Mick. All right, Mickey Mockner into the Hall of Fame. We appreciate him coming up here, and Mac as well. Great to see you guys start families of your own, Josh. It warms my heart. Eli McClain, shotgun formation on this 2nd and long. Back to pass. He's got Darren King open right about the first down stick. I think that's going to be enough. It is indeed number 80. Darren King the second with a first down. The young man from Country Day up to the 48-yard line.
Good job, I mean, just to be able to get his hands underneath that. That was not easy catch. Throw was a little low. Good job by King to be able to get his arms just under that football.
Interesting, we have not seen Jaden Waddell at all. Eli McClain has gone the whole way. Two receivers split far side, one near side. Waddell claps his hands, gives it to Kendall Williams. Kendall makes a cut in the backfield, but he's going to be bottled up. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep. And Austin Schlick, as I mentioned his name earlier in the broadcast, Oxford, Michigan. Local that, you know, I'm sure his family's here, just taking the drive to just about an hour south from Oxford. And he's a good player for Michigan Tech. Didn't make the tackle there, but got good penetration, forced the very short gain there for Williams.
Give Kendall Williams a gain of 1, setting up a 2nd and 9. Two receivers split far side, one near side. McClain back to pass. Kendall picks up the blitz. Looking near side. One-handed grab. What a catch by number 7, Deion Brown Jr. I didn't think he was going to see that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, some way, stuck out one arm and pulled that in with a paw.
And that was a great job by Deion Brown. Again, concentration, looking that ball in all the way, making a play. First time really getting the ball thrown to him today. Coming out there making an impact immediately.
Warriors in business now with a 1st and 10 at the Tech 15. They trail 14-10. Man in motion. They fake the jet. The give is to McClain and nowhere. Smelled out very nicely. Staying home to make that tackle was Josh Cribben. We've called his name a few times. That is going to be a loss back to the 18-yard line, setting up a second and 13 for the Warriors. 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Warriors trail 14-10. McLean claps his hands, now looks to the near sideline. He's got two receivers split far side, one on the near side. DeMarco Singleton checks in as the lone setback. Play clock down to seven. Still plenty of time. McLean still barking out some signals. Now they're running out of time. 3, 2, 1. The snap is off. McLean back to pass. Looks over the middle. Complete. Inside the five and a surge up to about the 3-yard line. First and goal for the Warriors. Making a big play there is Tavion Warren.
McLean is just stepping into these throws with confidence. Great job there finding. Now, this is interesting. You're watching the replay. Two receivers right in the same vicinity of each other. Thankfully, one of them came down with it. Good job, though, by McLean. Setting in the pocket. Great job at the offensive line. He's been really clean. No sacks as of yet in this game.
Singleton, the lone setback. The give is to Singleton. Singleton plunges towards the goal line. He's going to be stopped right about the 1-yard line. Boy, it looked like there was some space in there, Josh, but that space closed up very quickly.
And again, I'm going to give some love to this offensive line because they are dealing with I do not believe Noah Nicklin has gotten his way back into the game, so they've had to reshuffle some of the pieces up front. But the offensive line has done a good job keeping Eli McLean nice and clean in the pocket. And right now, Wayne State's got to find a way to punch this ball into the end zone.
Kendall Williams checks back in. He's already scored on a short touchdown. Do they call his number here? On the keeper, McLean, touchdown. Great job that time keeping the ball, finding that seam, and McLean works his way into the end zone untouched.
McLean has been amazing at running this option. He's been very smart with the ball. He's been very nifty with whether he needs to pitch that ball or keep it. There he keeps it, and that was a good decision. Defender played the pitch back, opened up a seam right around the end. Good job by McLean to punch that ball in. Wayne State back and forth, now back up top.
Milovansky on for the point after attempt. Warriors lead 16-14. Awaits the snap from Nico Davis. The snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 7:18 to go here in this third quarter. Warriors back on top, 17-14 on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, and Flow Sports with our friends from the Prep.
In NCAA Division II, student-athletes leave a lasting impression on their communities. That's because Division II student-athletes want to make a difference and truly be part of their surrounding communities. Through community engagement, thousands of student-athletes from various backgrounds interact with community members who view them as role models. This interaction leaves a positive and perhaps even life-changing impression on all those involved. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Good news. Warriors just score on a 1-yard run by Eli McLean. Back on top by a score of 17-14 here in the third quarter. Josh, how about this? We saw a total of 17 points in the first 30 minutes. And in less than 8 minutes here in the third quarter, 14 on the board. 7 for Michigan Tech, 7 for your Warriors.
Yep.
And the Warriors are on top by a score of 17-14.
And that just shows you halftime adjustments made by both coaching staffs. Now, okay, those adjustments have been made. It's a chess match sometimes between these coaching staffs. So now you got to find the counterpunch. So now you saw what they did offensively, both drives for both teams resulting in a touchdown. 17-14, as I told you, I do not expect this to turn into a shootout. So I think these defenses are going to start to buckle down. Wayne State's going to have that first chance here on the kickoff if they can get the kickoff off as the ball keeps blowing off the tee as this wind is not let down at all. And if anything, it's been picking up. Look at that flagpole whipping back and forth.
Boy, it did get breezy. I think they're going to give Milovansky one more opportunity before Reba has to come in and hold this. Let's wait and see. Here comes Griffin lining it up. Sends it deep. Boy, the wind is holding that up. Kick taken far side of the field at the 10-yard line. Out past the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Pushed out of bounds. Good return, Josh Rennell. Up at about, let's see where they mark him out. Still waiting to see the official. Right about the 45-yard line. So a good return. You know a little something about good returns. I think people forget. Josh, and I'm not trying to make you blush, you were certainly an acclaimed punt returner and kick returner.
Yeah, no, it's a game within a game. And what I mean by that is, it's something that not everyone's really able to do, is, you know, track that ball and catch it with that wind whipping. Unfortunately, starting to get phased out of the game of football. Kickoffs are starting to see less and less, especially at the higher levels. So hope that doesn't go away.
Freeze in the shotgun. He's got two receivers split near side, one far side. Going to keep the ball on the ground, though. Handoff, look out, space, into Warrior territory. 45, pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Good run there by Asher Gregory, young man from East Lansing High School.
And so they're really bringing guys in and out on this Michigan Tech offense. That was Darius Willis that had that big kickoff return. He's back out there at slot. You don't see Murano out there at running back yet.
Freeze in the shotgun. First down pass. Incomplete. Had the man wide open. Pass was intended for his tight end, but my goodness, just throw it right at his feet. Pietrantonio had no chance there. A young man, Josh, from Iron Mountain.
Yes, yes, yes. And we've got even more special guests that are popping in on this homecoming.
The Hall of Famers everywhere. What am I supposed to do here? My goodness. Handoff here. No chance there. Bottled up Warriors defense. Gets up and knocks that down. Once again, that's Gregory. Brought down for a loss of one, setting up a third and long. We'll talk to our special guests up here in just a moment. One of them, I don't know if you knew this, was the greatest intern I've ever had in the radio business.
Oh, you've told me. You've told me.
She yelled at me, which I loved. Somebody needed to put me in my place. All right, big third down here. Freeze in the shotgun. Pressure comes from the outside. Flags fly. Freeze takes off running. He's going to be knocked down about 3 yards of that first down. But, Josh, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, holding. It's going to be a hold. You can see the official looking to Wayne State sideline to get what they want to do. Obviously, you want to accept that penalty, and that was thrown right in the area of a hold. Good job by Wayne State defending it. So kind of quarterback scramble. That's when a lot of holds happen. The offensive lineman grabbed the defensive lineman, and that's what it was.
Warriors on top, 17-14. 6:03 to go here in this third quarter. Now Tech faced with a huge 3rd-and-21. Hey, Josh, you got to stop them on 3rd-and-21.
You got to. They gave up the big touchdown on 3rd-and-13. This one, obviously, they're going to try and look to throw the ball downfield with the wind.
Trips near side, one far side. Freeze back to pass. Tries to set up that receiver screen to Murano. Going absolutely nowhere. Check that. That's Hinden knock. Gets down to about the 42-yard line. He picks up 9, still well short of the first down, and they are going to have to punt. So the Warrior defense does its job.
And they're going to punt with the wind, so I got to imagine Tech is going to really just sky this ball up in the air, let the wind kind of carry it. Michigan Tech's got to really try to take advantage of the last 5 minutes of this quarter to have that wind to their back.
Deion Brown Jr.
The Tezos blockchain is designed to be different. It's built to be powerful, but flexible, allowing even the most rigid of frameworks to evolve and update over time. It's a network built to last, designed to seamlessly adapt to the mysteries of tomorrow. Stronger today than ever before, and even stronger tomorrow. When great new ideas emerge, Tezos will be ready. And so will you. Tezos, designed to evolve, built to empower.
Going to be standing on his own 10-yard line, angling it towards
it.
Brown Jr. He catches it, and he's brought down at the 4-yard line. Timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. You are listening to Warrior Football.
Don't catch that.
I had to get back.
I play at Wayne State because I represent the W.
I play here because I feel like it gives me an identity. It kind of is helping me grow and become the person that I want to be in the future.
As soon as I asked my dad, you know, how to teach me how to play, you know, it became a dream.
I play here because being a Wayne State Warrior is just so important to me, and it has given me immense opportunities that I can't even explain.
Quick handoff, first and 10 for the Warriors at the 5-yard line. Not a lot of space out there. We'll take it up to about the 7-yard line. Josh, I feel like Oprah right now. You're going to the Hall of Fame. You're going to the Hall of Fame. Everybody, I'm just throwing people in the Hall of Fame, but a couple special guests up here right now, right?
Oh, yeah. My boy, Steve Conway, who I had a cooler I had to give back to him before the game. I've had it for about a year after we had some fun tailgating before, what was a Lions or Tigers game, something like that. And then, obviously, Paige, one of the legendary women's basketball players up here, right, Sean?
I'm putting them both in the Hall of Fame there. At Weiss, I made the decision. Conway and Sickmiller, class of 24, okay? Weiss owes me. Going to run the option here. Keeper, McLean, up over the 10. Good job by McLean keeping on his feet up to about the 14-yard line. Steve Conway, you know what? I got to bring this up. This guy looks like he could play tight end now. My man has bulked up. My goodness, dude. Yeah, he's kind of scaring me over it. Remember, he's just a, you know, offense, a little wide receiver. And, you know, look at him now. My man, geez, oh, Pete. Got Lou Ferrigno over here. Third and 2 at the 13-yard line. Two receivers split near side, one far side. McLean has been going the whole way. Shotgun formation. Claps his hands once, twice, fakes the handoff back to pass. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Manny Harris, and Warriors going to be forced to punt. I'm going to ask both of you guys right now. Paige, tell everybody what's going on in your life. I know you went and played overseas, got to play professional basketball. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to mention it again. I'm serious. You are probably the best intern we've ever had. I know if Doug Todd was here, he would say, don't probably me, Belegian. No, seriously, what's going on in your life? God bless you. I love it. I absolutely love it. Punt rolls into Tech territory. Still getting a Warrior bounce down to about the 44-yard line. All right, repeat to everybody because, like, I'm new to this whole radio thing. I need to put a microphone in front of your face. What's going on with you, Paige? Paige is going to hire everybody. We're all looking for jobs. And, like seriously, are you hiring? Can I get a gig? Okay, outstanding. We'll check in with Mr. Conway in just a second as well. But first, we'll tell you, Tech takes over with a first and 10 on their own 44-yard line. Warriors on top, 17-14, homecoming Saturday. Let's make it a good one, huh? Find a way to finish this game out. Freeze, shotgun formation. Back to pass on first down. Looking, firing, complete. No, incomplete. Look at Chavez all over.
Chavez is having himself a game.
All right, Mr. Conway, what's going on in your life other than, like, lifting cars? Jeez, oh, Pete, dude. How you been, man? You all right?
That'll make it now second and 10 for Michigan Tech. Already, off the back 44.
Dude, you're huge. All right, handoff to Murano over the 45-yard line. Knocked down at about the 49-yard line. Another third and long. You know, we had Nikki up here. Seriously, is there a Mick story that sticks out to you from your time playing with Mickey Mockner, one of the newest members of the Wayne State Hall of Fame? Is there something about Mickey that sticks out to you? Freeze rolling near side, nearly intercepted, but batted away. You know, it's funny you say that. There's one play, his run at Minnesota Duluth always sticks out to me, where he just, I remember talking to Coach Winters afterwards. He said, I'm getting this first down. He put his shoulder down. When you guys needed a big first down, he got it.
Brendan Locke is on now the foot for Michigan Tech.
I still remember the sense of humor. That's the beauty of this. Warriors with a big defensive stop. Punting this one away. That's a big punt. Fair catch call for and made, but that goes about 10 yards into the end zone. So the Warriors will start with a touchback. It is great to see both of you guys. Seriously, it's awesome. You know, the old guy, I watched you guys grow up, right? Nice to see you. I'm going to give Paige a big hug. I'm not giving this guy a big hug because look at, geez, oh, Pete, look, what are you lifting, dude? Seriously.
Good seeing you, Dave.
No, dude, you bulked up, right? Yeah? Can I take some lessons? The old guy can still go. Seriously, great to see you guys. Stop in any time. I mean that. Stop in any time. Love to see some old friends up here. Steve Conway, Paige Sickmiller coming up here. That's what homecoming's all about, having people come back in. First down for the Warriors. Handoff to Kendall Williams. Carries up to about the line of scrimmage. Now it looks like they're going to get him for a loss of one, Josh. Setting up a second and 11. Steve Conway was a funny guy, and he still is.
Yeah, and he was a great, he was an old school receiver. He was more of a, you can get him the ball in his hands and he'll truck you. He was really good blocking out on the outside. Running backs loved to run on his side because he was going to block downfield for you. So, again, one of those unsung heroes we had.
Two receivers split far side for McLean on this second and 11. Warriors at their own 19-yard line. Kendall Williams stays in as the lone setback. McLean claps the hands twice, fakes the handoff, looks over the middle, passes tip, tipped up again, still tipped up, still in the air. Did the ball hit the turf? I think Tech may have got that before it hit the ground. Let's see, Josh. Boy, oh boy, that was a tip drill, and I think one of the Tech players fell on his back, and the ball fell right on his chest.
And officials are
still
not
waiting
made
for the conversation. Still waiting.
They're saying incomplete, and now the.
Here's a replay. One tip, two tip, hot potato. Ball came loose. Boy, I think that hit the turf. Yep, that's a good call by the officials.
And here's a better angle right here. This is going to give us the best angle.
The pass is really incomplete.
Yeah, absolutely. That ball hit the turf.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How about our camera crew? Can we talk about the camera crew? Good job getting a view of that.
Doing a great job. And I got to say, wow, what a bullet dodge there. That ball got tipped, what, four, five, six times? And they're challenging it. Sean, I'm with you. I don't think that's going to come back.
No.
I mean, here's another angle. Look at this camera crew. I don't think
now,
you can
see
call
the,
that.
No, you can't. In the way he holds his hand,
right,
suggests to me that the ball's on the ground.
Yeah.
Because if the ball, if you hold your hand up, the ball's obviously above your hand. But if you're holding your hand sideways, the ball's on the ground, right?
I got to imagine the officials are going to look at the replay we just saw, Sean, and they're going to say there's not enough evidence to overturn that call.
All right, can we get back to Conway's pipes for a second? Is he training with you? What, give me the story. What's going on?
No, man, he's always been, you know.
Not just, that big, dude.
No, not
he's
that big.
He's a big boy
he's,
now.
He's bulked up. He's just a strong dude. He's got, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, teammates that have worked with him at Enterprise. And here's another replay. See, there's no way. Now, they're trying to say, the Michigan Tech guys are trying to say that the ball got kind of pinned against one of the legs. Right here, we're looking at replay, and it looks like it's between the legs. And I can see what they're saying, the Michigan Tech players, but, Sean, there's not
there's
enough
nothing
evidence.
Definitive.
No,
yep,
nothing definitive to change that call. And the coach for Michigan Tech made the decision to throw the challenge flag because his players are so adamant. But I don't think there's enough there. And as good as the camera crew has been in getting those different angles, there's not a camera right next to the foot of the player that pinned the ball against his ankle. So I don't think they're going to be able to tell if that ball touched the turf or not. Thus, you got to stick with the call on the field.
So many moons ago, just to let people know, Paige Sickmiller, who, of course, was a star here on the campus of Wayne State University, she was legitimately my intern when I was working with Tom Kowalski. Now, Tom's been, rest his soul, he's been away from us for 12 years now. So that puts it in perspective how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, she really not only acquitted herself well, but was a representative of the Wayne State University. I'm not joking when I say that. She was probably our best intern ever. And I will say, if our old producer was here, Doug Todd would say, no, no, there's no probably involved. She was our best intern ever.
That's awesome. No, I remember you talked very highly of her. So it's obviously great to see her back. And, Sean, it's shocking to me that they're still taking this long. They're still looking at a replay. They obviously want to make the right call. I just don't think there was enough there to overturn it. Tech is obviously very confident. Their players were. I think it's a case that, you know, if you had a camera right there, you could maybe see it. But
the tech guys next to us are going, can we see the screen? So, you know what? I turned the screen just so they could see it, too.
And
I don't think there's definitive proof that he caught that.
No.
That's my guess.
No.
But we're going to get the official word right now. Josh Rennell. Don't forget, after the game, we'll have Tony Ortiz down on the field with some post-game comments from the head coach, Tyrone Wheatley. Hopefully talking about a Warrior victory here on homecoming Saturday. But here is a very big review. Yep. Josh, all I heard is we were unable to review the play. It was inconclusive, to say the very least.
Well, and so if I heard him correctly, Sean, he actually said due to a technical, they couldn't actually review the play at all. Like, so they couldn't see the replay. Like, I mean.
Here's another replay for our viewers on Flow Sports. Once, twice, three times, four times.
Yeah.
Then the ball kind of lay there.
But it sounded like they actually couldn't get video down on the field. And for all the viewers and listeners, Michigan Tech's coach is trying to state his case, and there's nothing he can do. This replay is new to the GLIAC this year, so they're going to be working out some technical difficulties. But, again, that was a case where they literally said due to technical issue, they couldn't review the play down in the field. That's why it took so long, because they were waiting to see if they can find a replay. They should have just came up in our booth.
We'll reset everything for you. 17-14, Warriors on top. 1:31 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors faced with a 3rd and 11 from their own 17-yard line. Trip receivers far side, one near side. McLean, shotgun formation, back to pass on this 3rd and 11. Has time, steps up, throws, completes. Very close to the first down, but I think he's short, Josh. I think he's going to be about a foot short. A good job coming back for the ball by Deion Brown Jr., but he's going to be about, he's going to be a yard short.
Yeah, they marked that back a full yard.
I don't think that's a good spot, do you?
No. And Wayne State, though, is going to try and go for it. It's a risky proposition, but you're kicking against the wind.
Well, let's see if they actually go for it, if they try to get Tech to jump. This might be the stunt to try to get Tech to jump. Let's wait and see. Play clock down to 7. Down to 5. Yep, they're just trying to get him to jump. I don't think they're going to snap this, Josh.
They
are going to snap it. Kendall Williams with the carry. Kendall Williams with a first down.
And
baby.
Wayne State was fortunate. They didn't get, there was a quick flinch, but they really held it down to where the defense didn't think they were going to actually snap, and they did. So what a job by Wayne State to play coy with that snap and wait to the last second to snap that ball.
That's a Dan Campbell kind of gutsy call.
That really is. Going into the fourth quarter with the lead after the momentum is all in their favor after that gutsy play.
End of three, the Warriors on top by a score of 17-14. Fourth quarter action next on your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot, and on Flow Sports via our friends at the Prep.
Hey, fans, join us in welcoming pilots of today's 45 seconds to the end. From the Tuskegee Airmen National Memorial Historical Museum, Wayne State alumnus Steve Dogbag.
End of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter here at Adams Field. Wayne State leads Michigan Tech 17-14. Let's take a look at what's going on at Wayne State this week. Seven former student athletes, along with longtime softball head coach Gary Bryce, were officially inducted into the Wayne State Athletics Hall of Fame last night in ceremonies that took place at the Eastern. The class of 2024 also here in today's game, where they got a warm reception and a standing ovation from the hometown crowd and the homecoming crowd here at Adams Field. The women's volleyball team will close out a weekend road trip later today as they take on first place Grand Valley State. The Lakers defeated the Warriors just 2 weeks ago when they met at the Mathai. 15 minutes left to go here in the game between Wayne State and Michigan Tech. Can the Warriors hang on for a win, or will it be another heartbreaking loss like it was last week against Concordia right here at Adams Field? For the call of the final quarter, we send it back up to the booth. Here are Sean Belishan and Josh Rennell. Gentlemen.
Fourth quarter action, Warriors on top, 17-14, just converted on a fourth and one from their own 29-yard line to keep this drive alive. So first and 10 for the Warriors at their own 32. Man in motion, but they give the ball to Kendall Williams. A little space up front, punches it out to about the 35-yard line, give him a gain of three, setting up a second and seven.
All right, so gain of three, right up the gut, nice power run. 3 yards shy of that, what we're looking for in that first down to get that 4 or 5 yard gain. But again, the way Wayne State's offense has kind of transformed this game with Eli McClain is they're more balanced. They've not just run the football as much as they have in the past. They're throwing the ball around and doing it pretty efficiently.
Man, McClain has gone the whole way here. Three receiver set. Back to pass on this second and seven. Hit from the backside. Ball comes loose. That's going to be an incomplete pass. But I'll tell you what, we're going to wait and see if McClain, he did get up. Flag comes in late. Josh, I'm going to be intrigued because a few of the Tech coaching staff on the far side, it looked like they ran onto the field to plead their case that that was a fumble as opposed to an incomplete pass. Let's see what the call is.
Usually they give a warning.
After the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct. And that is a free first down instead of a third and seven, Josh.
That is exactly what we thought that Michigan Tech does not. They don't. They do not do this. This is out of their character. They don't shoot themselves in the foot, but they did there. And that was on an assistant coach. An assistant coach for Michigan Tech ran out in the field. That's where the flag came from after the play. So, and yeah, still getting an explanation of what happened is Michigan Tech sideline, but Wayne State got to take advantage of these opportunities.
We'll let you know what's going on around the GLIAC in just a moment, but what I can tell you is 14:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors have a 17-14 lead and a first and 10 at the midfield stripe. Going to give it to Brown on the jet. Finds a little space over the right side up to about the 46-yard line. That's a gain of four. By the way, Josh, Ferris State on top of Saginaw Valley, 31-17 up in Big Rapids. That's after they scored 78 last week.
Yeah.
Davenport at halftime on top of Northern Michigan. It is not cat time. 14-3 Davenport on top. Davenport will be in next week. Later on, Grand Valley State and Kentucky State. In the meantime, second and six for the Warriors at the Michigan Tech 44-yard line. Boy, a touchdown would be good here. Eli McClain, two receivers far side, one on the near side. Fake the blitz, step back, completes, first down. Nice pass near side to Manny Harris, caught at the 36-yard line and down right there.
And I got to just say it one more time. Eli McClain finding the receivers efficiently. If you look at his stats right now, he's 11 for 15, 150 yards. So got to give him credit. That is good completion percentage and spreading the ball out as well. Five different receivers having caught in the ball.
Two tight end set. Ostis checks in along with Raba, the lone setback, Kendall Williams. Kendall gets the carry, fouls Raba. good hole over the 35, down close to the 30-yard line before he's pushed back. But Josh, here's the Josh Rennell line. First down carry, you go over 4 yards, you're happy. That one goes for six.
Yep, and so now it's a big-time plus on the playbook. You're going to be able to open up your playbook here. If you want to take a shot, you can take a shot. You've got 4 yards to get a first down and two plays, really three if you go for it on fourth. So give yourself, your playmakers, the ball in space. Take a shot.
Two tight end set again. Ostis and Reba stay in. Two receivers split far side. Kendall Williams, the lone setback. McLean standing on his 35. Fakes the handoff to Williams. Slant in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Tavion Warren. I think that's one Warren would like to have back.
Yeah, Tavion Warren, if you remember, start of the football game, mishandled the kickoff, dropped the first throw to him. Little bit touchy hands and go today with him and just looking the ball in. And it's a lot of just what I would just call a concentration issue. That one came in hot, though. Not the easiest catch, but lucky that also didn't turn into another interception.
Third and four for the Warriors. Clock stop 12:10 to go here in this fourth quarter. Warriors on top 17-14. Sitting at the Tech 30-yard line. Wayne State's going to call a timeout and talk about this. I'll tell you what, why don't we call a timeout? On your home for the Warriors, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot, and on Flow Sports via our friends at the Prep.
October is domestic violence. Being a champion takes more than talent, more than the perfect pass, more than using your head. Being a champion takes the spirit to always push harder, the ability to overcome any hurdle, and the fire to be the best. Welcome to Division II, where the pursuit is yours to create. And the question isn't, can you do it? It's, will you?
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Fourth quarter, Warriors on top, 17-14. Let's go down to the sideline to Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Sean and Josh, I've got the explanation as to why the officials could not get that replay saw just before the end of the third quarter. The two cameras that the GLIAC uses for instant replay feed it down to a tablet, which is in the end zone. Well, the one camera did get the replay and did get the information down. The other camera, however, did not. It took a time to load, couldn't load it. As a result, they could not see the replay. The irony here, guys, they were able to see it eventually, but it was well after the call was done. So that's why there was no conclusive overturning of that decision on the field.
Thank you, Tony. In the meantime, the Warriors going for it all. Boy, great job in pass protection gave McLean all the time in the world. He was looking for Reba, just couldn't connect in the end zone. Boy, he was open, too.
Just outside the reach of Reba. Right there, had a chance. So Wayne State setting up for a long field goal in their own right now. Milvanski has been a great kicker this season. I trust his leg. It is a far one here.
This wind has shifted, though. It is now at his back. It's amazing. All right. Whistle blows. Wayne State.
That would have been
called
good.
The timeout, and it would have been good. I don't think Griffin was very happy about that.
Well, and
that was about 46 yards, Josh.
Yep.
He nailed that.
Yeah, that was they lining up right at 47. But thank you to Tony on giving the explanation to the why. It was a little bit of confusion of what that whole situation was. So interesting to hear that. And like I said, the GLIAC's first year in doing these replays, which I think is a good thing. I'm glad that they're doing it. In fact, I wish we had that a couple times when we were playing and back in 2010 and 11. But nonetheless, it worked out in Wayne State's favor. And the call on the field was what stayed. And Wayne State ended up coming and doing a great job to, you know, again, just find a way to score. And so from that point on, Wayne State's got a chance now to add on to that lead. This would make it a six-point game, so still a one-score game and not yet a touchdown lead, but first Milovansky's got to put this in one more time.
Yeah, this is going to be from 47 yards. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. How about Griffin Milovansky from 47 yards out? And the Warriors extend their lead to 20-14 with 11:58 to go here. We'll keep it right here, Josh Rennell.
That's a weapon to have. I got to tell you, to have a kicker that can punch that. I mean, that ball went almost right through the middle of the uprights. It's great to have a kicker that you're confident in 45-plus yards out could punch that in. Now, he did have the wind to his back, but the wind's swirling, so we saw Tech kicker miss two times right around that same distance, kicking into the same side of the field. So good job by Wayne State. 6-point lead, 12 minutes to go, trying to get that second win of the season, a homecoming win, which is always something you always want to do. But they really need this before they really get into the bulk of this CLIAC schedule, because they got Davenport, the first of three top 25 ranked opponents in the CLIAC. Davenport undefeated, Ferris State undefeated in Division II. They took a tough loss to Montana earlier this season, but they played them pretty darn close and almost won that game. And then Grand Valley has one loss, but that loss was to the number two team in the country, Colorado School of Mines. That game went to overtime. So got some tough opponents coming up, but getting some momentum would be go a long way.
Max Fisher kicks this one off, taking far side of the field, make a cut at the 25, push back at the 32. Flags fly everywhere. Tech is claiming that that should be on Wayne State. We'll wait for the official call in just a second. And you mentioned Michigan Tech's kicker, Drew Weibel. He's missed three field goals today. The two that you spoke of into that win from 46 and 45, and he missed a gimme as well from with 29 yards, I believe.
Yep, and like I said, this is kicking game is very much mental. Kickers, you know, you're sitting there kind of all eyes on you. You can do it in practice all you want, but when you're in that game situation, it's a lot different. Mel Vansky's done a great job all season in kicking the football for Wayne State. That penalty was on Michigan Tech. It pushes them back inside their own 20. Michigan Tech has been out of character as far as their penalties this game.
Empty backfield. Now man back there, Alex Fries in the shotgun. Gives it to the wide receiver, trying to come near side, makes a cut at the 18, pushes it up past the 20 to about the 21-yard line. Give him a gain of, we'll call it 2 yards, setting up a second and eight. Clock running, 11 and a half to go here in this fourth quarter. Warriors hanging on to a 20-14 lead. Freeze is going to stay in the shotgun. He's got two receivers far side, one near side. Awaits the snap, gives it to Murano. Murano, not much space up there. Boy, he runs hard, though. Kept those legs moving, pushes it out past the 25. Josh, it looked like that was a no-gainer. He ends up picking up about four, setting up a third and short.
Well, just like that, this turns into a big, big third down for Michigan Tech. You're looking at 11 minutes to go in the game, down by six. Still right at your own 25-yard line, Tech is. They got the wind in their face now, so it's not going to be as easy moving the ball. Let's see what they can do here.
Third and three from their own 25. Freeze back to pass. Great job stepping up and batting that ball down by Gamon Howard. Read that. Knows that he's got a little something-something going on with Ethan Champney, and in a near flat, broken up by Gamon.
And Gamon, great jump on the football. Champney need to really push that ball out and a little bit more as far as when you're running that route. That was a stick route, as I alluded to earlier. He ran 3 yards upfield hard and turned around in a quick curl looking for the ball. But obviously did not get Gamon Howard to bite too far deep into the field.
Big, big defensive stand. This punt's going to take a little bit of a Tech bounce. And the Warriors are going to take over about their own 36-yard line. 10 and a half to go. This is the time of the game, Josh. I can't help but think of your teams. Get those road graders out and find a way to drive this ball down the field. Like to take about 7 minutes off. In a perfect world, you score a touchdown, I'd settle for a field goal.
Hey, yes, a field goal now does make it a two-score game. 3 points would put you at 9. That's two scores. So you're and you know you got a good field goal kicker that just made a 47 yarder, that means you really just need about 30 yards here to get into field goal range.
McLean has gone the whole way. Three receiver set. The lone setback is Kendall Williams. Keeper all the way. McLean with some space over the 40. Finally brought down at about the 42-yard line. Boy, he didn't go down. He stayed up. Nobody called him down. He's kind of spun out of a would-be tackler. Josh almost looked like he was on top of the tackler, and he just kept going. That's a first down into Michigan Tech territory.
I gotta give credit all the way to McLean, and I've been talking about his efficiency as a passer, but this time as a runner, he's not down. He gets right back up.
He rolled right over the would-be tackle.
And he keeps going, picked up a good six extra yards, I want to say. And those six extra yards, like I said, now you're only about 20 yards away from field goal range.
First and 10 for the Warriors in Michigan Tech territory. They lead 20-14. The give is to Kendall. Kendall with some space near side. Breaks out of a tackle, 40, 35. Makes a cut at the 30. Inside the 30. Knocked down at about the 27-yard line. Kendall Williams with a 23-yard run. First down for the Warriors at the Husky 26.
And this is where Michigan Tech, I'm watching the body language. They're getting punched in the chin. They're trying to find a way to catch their breath. They are now really in a tough situation. Wayne State in field goal range. As you said, Sean, touchdown, I think, is what the doctor wants. But see what Wayne State can punch it in.
McLean has gone the whole way. Shotgun formation. Gives it to Kendall Williams. Kendall tries the middle up over the 25. Brought down at about the 24. Give him three, setting up a second and seven. We'll catch our breath. 8:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Warriors lead 20-14 and face with a second and seven from the Husky 24-yard line. Homecoming Saturday here on the campus of Wayne State University.
Got to protect the football now. Running backs, quarterbacks, be smart with the football in your hands. I know they will be.
Second and seven. McLean claps his hands, fakes the handoff, looking over the middle. Dangerous pass. Falls incomplete. Triple coverage as they were looking for a slant about the 5-yard line, Josh.
I'm surprised they put the ball in the air. They've been running the ball successfully here these last few drives. That ball was exactly what I said. You don't want to put it in harm's way. And Sam Heron, the safety for Michigan Tech, luckily he has a club on his hand. His left hand's got a club. He couldn't bring that ball in, and he almost had an interception.
Third and seven, 8:20 to go here. Fourth quarter, Warriors on top, 20-14, but they threaten at the Husky 24-yard line. McLean claps his hands twice. Going to run that option again. Pitches it to Kendall Williams. Kendall needs to get to the edge, doesn't get there. Gain of three. He needed seven. So they're going to send out Milovansky. It didn't take the time off the clock that I wanted, but I'd be very happy with a consolation prize of an extra field goal up here,
and
Josh.
That's going to be exactly what they're going to go for here. Milovansky's going to set up for what's going to be around a 37-yarder. So it's 10 yards closer than what he just made.
Yeah, we'll call it a 38-yarder for the sake of an argument. Awaiting the snap from Nico Davis. Fisher on the hold. Snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Huge field goal there. The Warriors, as you stated, Josh, now go up two scores. They lead 23-14 with 7:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. On your home for Warrior football, FM 101.5, AM 1400, The Patriot.
To them, the whole world looks like an opportunity, one to be seized, built upon, and made better for their sport and the people around it. To student athletes, every opportunity is a chance to change what could be and show the world what opportunity can do.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. A beautiful gray October day. It's the way it should be. Who's kidding who? Homecoming Saturday. The Warriors have a 23-14 lead with 7:32 to go. Touchback as the Warriors just converted on another Milovanski field goal. Flag down. Let's see what that flag is about. We saw offside, I believe it was last week.
That's what it looks like. It's going to be offsides again by the kickoff team. So what that really is just saying is the time up with the running with the kicker up to the ball has not been in sync. They've had two of these now, and that's just, again, coming from practice time. Just sync it up. It's pretty simple, self-explanatory. Gives them a free 5 yards. You know, nothing big, but, hey, those yards all start to add up.
No question. So first and 10 for Alex Freeze in this Husky offense on their own 30-yard line. Fake the handoff to Murano. Freeze steps up in the pocket, looking downfield. Finds a man wide open into Warrior territory. 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. So Ethan Champney, just like that.
That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And unfortunately, Game on Howard was the one in coverage there. You got to learn from your mistakes. This was the same situation that, you know, he just had a touchdown on him earlier on a third and long. And then last week, the game-winning touchdown was another similar situation where you let a player behind you. You can't let that happen. You know the situation. You're up by 9 points. Give him a long drive. You gave him an instant touchdown.
Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And, Josh, as you mentioned, there's still 7:20 on the clock. And Wayne State holding on to a precarious 2-point lead at 23-21.
Yeesh. That just can't happen. In
70-yard touchdown pass.
I mean, it was an accumulation of the team was feeling themselves on the sideline, right? Everyone's got the momentum. We were vibing pretty good there. But, hey, then you get a offsides penalty on the kickoff because you're not paying attention. And then you give up a instant 70-yard touchdown pass the very next play because you're it's a blown coverage. It's a mistake, just flat out. You cannot allow a player behind you. Their leading receiver, by the way, and catches it and then outruns the rest of the defense. So now you're back into an immediate dogfight that you didn't need to be in. Up only now two with 7:20 to left. Michigan Tech's got two timeouts.
And this is not a quick strike offense. Make no mistake about it. So for them to go one play 70 yards, that really, really is out of character for this Husky team. And now certainly the onus, Josh, back on this Wayne State offense. They answered the bell on the last drive with a nice drive that culminated in 3 points. But hey, listen, now 3 points doesn't help you. Doesn't
no,
do anything for you.
It does not. And so now the momentum's all on Michigan Tech's sideline. Their defense is going to come out fired up. How do you respond?
Short kick, near side of the field. Fair catch called for and made at the 32-yard line. Nico Mosley. How about the defensive end getting that? Josh, let me correct. Of course, a field goal would help the Warriors because it means that Michigan Tech would have to score a touchdown. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. If they score a touchdown, they take the lead, though.
Right. And so this is same field position that they started their last drive at. And they came down very quickly and got that 35, 40 yards that they needed to put it in for a field goal. But that was also aided by some uncharacteristic penalties by Michigan Tech.
So McLean in the shotgun gives it to Kendall Williams. Kendall with a little space out to about the 34-yard line will give him two, setting up a second and 8 for the Warriors. Clock running, 7:05 to go here in this fourth quarter. Warriors hanging on to a 23-21 lead over the visiting Michigan Tech Huskies, of course, from the Houghton area, one of my favorite areas in the state. I think Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, that whole area, Josh, is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, this time of year, it's got to be gorgeous up there.
McLean in the shotgun again. Two receivers split far side, one near side. They're going to run the jet. Some room by Tavion. Good cut at the 35. He's got the first down and more out past the 45. And finally brought down at the 47. But oh, no. A late flag at the 39, Josh, in holding territory. And that's exactly what it is.
And that's the last thing you could really ask for and want in that situation. You've got a big run. Warren, it's been having a tough time holding on the ball and receiving the ball this game, but give him credit. Great run. Read the blocks, made a nice cut off field, got the first down, but coming back. So it was a placed foul as far as where it was, the hold took place. So the ball is only going to go back about 10 yards from where that foul occurred, setting up 14.
Two receivers split far side, one on the near side. McLean's going to send Tavion in motion. They fake the jet. Now he swings it out to Tavion. He's going to have to do some work. No room whatsoever. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play.
So 6 minutes left. Clock is ticking. Now it's 3rd and 15. You got the win to your back. I don't know if you want to play aggressive. Hey, I'm all for it. I would go for the first down, take a shot, throw the ball downfield. You could also play it safe, run the clock some more, and run the ball.
Big third down here. Trip receivers far side, one on the near side. McLean back to pass on third down. Pressure comes from the outside. He steps up. Now he's going to fire on the run. Did he catch it? No, in and out of the arms of Tavion. Tavion dived as that ball was low to the ground, hit him in the chest and just kind of bounced out. Josh, would have been a phenomenal catch, but the Warriors now forced a punt with 5:26 on the clock and a precarious 2-point lead.
And a heck of a play by Eli McLean, though, to evade pressure, throw on the run. Really good throw, actually. Warren almost did make a great catch. Oh, my goodness, that ball almost went through his hands.
Terrace gets off a big punt. My goodness gracious. Takes a bounce at the 5 and into the end zone. Oh, that's too bad because it was a heck of a punt.
Well,
would have been great if it died inside the 5. Just didn't do it, but you're right. Terrace with a fantastic job settling that snap down.
Well, so now there's a penalty on the play, and it looks like it was a running into the kicker is what the official I'm seeing is talking to Coach Wheatley about. We'll see if they accept the foul or not, or re-kick it.
Your guess is as good as mine. It was running into the kicker. 5-yard penalty, still fourth down. So we think he's going to ask Terrace to kick it again with the wind at his back. And that was a monster punt.
Well, and hey, Coach Wheatley is going to maybe play the odds and do what he thinks is best. No, that did flip the field completely. Even though it rolled back into the end zone for a touchback, it would have been brought out to the 25. Now let's see if they can better that. I think the punt returner, conversely, is going to say, hey, I need a step back now. I'm going to play the win because that punt was a boom. So what you don't want is to give the punt returner the opportunity to catch the ball now and advance it past the 25.
Nick Nora stands on his own 20, the former Fliver from Kingsford. The Kingsford Flivers. Are you familiar with the work of the Flivers?
I'm not. I don't know what a Fliver is.
Yeah, nor do I. I just know they're the Flivers. Terrace, another big booming punt, sends Nora back to his own 15. Lots of space to return, though. Makes a cut at the 25-30. Makes another cut at the 35. Look out, up past the 40. So, and a return up to the 42-yard line.
And that's exactly what I was saying you didn't want.
More flags on the field. I think this game might be over at 8 tonight. You got any plans? You going to be here for a few hours?
Well, I know my family is holding strong as best they can with the toddler and newborn out there. But let's see what the flag is first and foremost.
I think Warriors are saying that is on.
Wow, and that is a big, big penalty for Michigan Tech. Because exactly what I said that you didn't want to do was give the punt returner a chance to catch the ball, and he advanced it what, out to almost the 40-yard line.
Yeah, 42-yard line.
It would have been, that was a 17-yard difference than what you would have had you just let the penalty be declined previously. But you took the chance, and you got, quite frankly, you got lucky because Michigan Tech got a holding penalty there. So that instead of the 42-yard line, they go all the way back to the 15. So that is...
Market it back. Check this out. All the way down to the 7-yard line.
Wow.
Now, just a reminder here, all Michigan Tech needs is a field goal. That's all they need to retake the lead. Wayne State 23, Michigan Tech 21. First and 10 from the 7-yard line. Pitch it to the flanker. Makes a cut at the 5, out past the 10. Gets a shove from the offensive line, out past the 15. Very close to a first down. That man in motion, Darius Wills. The young man from Warren Mott.
Well, so it's a first down, but and Sean, to your point on the field goal only needed, Wabel is 0-for-3, and I don't know how much they trust him unless he got into, like, extra point territory.
You're absolutely right there. Freeze back to pass on first down. Feels the pressure. He's flushed out left. He's just going to tuck it up and run. Not a lot of space out there. Got what he could get. He kind of punched it up for 1 yard. Michigan Tech has plenty of time. 4:15 on the clock. Two timeouts left. Wayne State still on top, 23-21. Quickly back up is Freeze. One receiver outside, two inside. Marano, the lone setback on this 2nd and 8. The give is to Marano. Marano puts his head down at about the 20.
Oh,
breaks
goodness.
Outside. 35, 40, 45. Makes a cut. 50 into Warrior territory. Finally brought down from behind by Bushman at the Warrior 35-yard line.
Wow. And so I think at that point, and he's staying in the game, this young man that just ran that ball. Getting no breaks.
Freeze. Going to hand it off again to Marano. Makes a stutter step in the backfield. Punches it past the 35 up to about the 32-yard line. Now the clock becomes a factor from the Wayne State side, Josh. 3:15 to go. Warriors on top 23-21. And Michigan Tech faced with a 2nd and 7 from the Warrior 32-yard line. They are going to take their sweet time getting the play in now.
Yeah, Marino just took off for 50 yards, and then they instantly gave him the ball back 10 seconds later, it seemed. He was huffing and puffing. I'm surprised he got 3 yards.
Marano stays in. He is the deep back. Michigan Tech's going to use a timeout. We'll keep it here with 2:51 to go. You know, you and I haven't had a chance to exchange many pleasantries. How's life going for you, pal? You have the new member of the family.
Yep.
You guys have any plans tonight?
No, we don't. I think after, you know, my wife and mother-in-law have kind of, you know, I've given them credit that they've held strong with the 2.5-year-old and the 1-month-old. I think they're going to want to just relax tonight. Maybe it's a family movie night kind of night.
I know that feeling. That's what I'm doing later
Yeah, I know. With your mother, you said, so which
is
awesome.
Yeah, my daughter's home for the weekend from college.
Nice.
And going to have a little, you know, make the fire,
good.
You know, a little dinner.
Good.
And watch a classic movie.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate you asking. Family's doing well. My dad definitely says hi.
Hello, Dan.
So he wish he could be here today, but I'm sure he's listening.
2nd and 7 for Michigan Tech at the Warrior 32-yard line. Freeze with a low snap, going to roll right, look right. No, he's got a lot of room. 30, 25, 20, downed at about the 16, but this one's coming back, Josh. Make no mistake about that. Flag thrown at the 41-yard line. Matt Bushman knows that. This one's coming back.
And bullet dodged again. That would have put them right into field goal range. And there's another, and I got to be honest, this is the most holding penalties I've seen in a GLIAC game ever. So another holding penalty by Michigan Tech comes at the most inopportune time. They've had a lot of holding penalties. They had the holding penalty on the punt return even to start this drive. So Wayne State very fortunate there. That would have moved the ball down to the Wayne State 15. Instead, Michigan Tech is all the way at their own at Wayne State's 42.
Second and 17 now for Michigan Tech. Wayne State 23, Michigan Tech 21. Freeze in the shotgun. Low snap. He's going to roll right, look right, throw right, complete right, down to about the 35-yard line, setting up third and 10. Josh, we need to mention again, Michigan Tech's kicker here today, Drew Weibel, has missed three field goals.
Mm-hmm.
45, 46, and 29.
Yeah, so this is two down territory, or four down territory. They got two downs to pick up 10 yards. They don't need it all right here.
Empty backfield, trip receivers near side. Now one moving over is Willis into the backfield on the right hip of the quarterback, Freeze. The give is to Willis, coming near side, looking for a hole, cuts it back. He's going to be bottled up and brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Great job by the Warriors. A very slow developing play. Josh, they are going to lose a yard.
Yeah, what an odd play call. I almost thought he was going to pull up and throw the football at some point. He kind of was waiting for his blockers, but he was 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, tried to cut it back, didn't make the play. So here it is. This is the game.
Fourth and 11. With a minute 14 to go, Wayne State 23, Michigan Tech 21. Freeze in the shotgun from the Warrior 36. Back to pass, looking, firing, knocked down!
Nice.
Knocked down by the Warriors. Dalen Pinks, the safety, knocks it down.
And why not your senior captain make the play on homecoming day to win the game for your team? That ball rifled in, was right at the first down mark. Don't know.
Flag flies late.
Yeah, it's probably unsportsmanlike on Wayne State's celebration.
It's after the play. It doesn't matter.
Play.
Absolutely. Sideline warning. Okay, we're warned. We're going to take two knees and come home with a victory on homecoming Saturday. Oh, baby. A roller coaster of emotions here today, but Josh, the Warriors just a couple knees away from getting their second win of the year. Coach Wheatley's first win in the GLIAC. McLean takes a knee. Michigan Tech is not going to use their timeout. One knee away. And look at this Wayne State sideline. Josh, they needed this win. They needed this win in a big, big
they
way.
They did need this win in a big way. And so you got to feel happy for these players who've had a tough go to start the season. Give so much credit to Eli McLean, who came in and started and played this whole game at quarterback. I thought did a tremendous job leading the offense. But two evenly matched teams proved to be just that. Pretty darn even, but Wayne State comes out on top with a two-point win.
The Warriors find a way late in this one. The defense steps up huge. Dalen Peaks breaks up a 4th-and-11 pass, and the Warriors are going to come away with a 23-21 victory over the Michigan Tech Huskies. We'll keep it right here. Coach Wheatley working his way over to Tony Ortiz right now. Why don't we throw it down to Tony Ortiz? T.O.? All right, I think we're going to throw it down to T.O. All right, no problem. Coach Wheatley standing over in front of T.O., let's do it right now. T.O., it's all you.
Down here with Coach Tyrone Wheatley, first things first, that defensive stand at the end of the game, keeping them from scoring on that 4th-and-11. How critical is that?
We like to keep it interesting, don't we?
No, that's one way to look at it.
But here's the deal. There's growth in adversity, right? And it's a learning experience. But to answer your question, huge. Defense came up huge again. But it was great complimentary football. Special teams,